from ABC News. Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Major health care reforms go into effect this week, the result of the law passed 6 months ago by Congress.
Starting tomorrow, young adults will be able to stay on their parents' insurance plans until they turn 26. Insurance companies can no longer deny coverage to children based on pre-existing conditions.
ABC's Karen Travers.
Insurers must provide preventive services, such as mammograms and colonoscopies, without charging copays. And insurance companies can no longer drop people when they get sick. The only reason to rescind coverage is cases of fraud.
President Obama to speak about health care today in Virginia. Congress is set to hear from executives at two Iowa egg farms linked to a major salmonella outbreak. ABC's Vic Ratner in Washington says 1,600 people have been sickened.
Calling the owners of the two big egg-producing operations linked to salmonella to appear before their House committee. Lawmakers want to know what they did about evidence of the disease on their premises 2 years before this year's recalls. More than a half billion eggs were recalled. The Food and Drug Administration now plans health inspections of 600 of the biggest egg-producing operations.
Members of Congress want to know more about the conditions at those Iowa egg plants. Larry Summers stepping down as the top economic advisor to President Obama. He'll leave the White House towards the end of this year. Two other top economic aides have already stepped down. Senate Republicans blocking a vote to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law. This prevents gays and lesbians from serving openly in the military. All Senate Republicans voted against the proposed change. At the United Nations, a three-day summit on global poverty to wrap up today. Government leaders are being urged to do more to reduce maternal and child deaths in the world's poorest nations. He's believed to be the world's oldest man. Walter Bruening has celebrated his 114th birthday in Great Falls, Montana. This is ABC News.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams during our three-day super sale. Save 40% on paints and stains September 24th through the 26th. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Think about that special someone in your life. Good. Now push them aside and focus on you. Isn't it time you treated yourself to what could be hundreds of dollars in savings on your car insurance by switching to GEICO? Don't you want to join the other 4 million drivers who switched last year? Contact GEICO today for a free rate quote and show yourself how much you care about yourself.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
America's bed bug problem is getting worse. The small insects have grown more resistant to pesticides recently. ABC's Barbara Pinto is covering a meeting of bed bug experts in Illinois.
Just when you think you've heard the creepiest thing about bed bugs, you hear some more. You find out that they can make their way deep into the box spring, into furniture, hide in crevices of walls where they're untouchable by pesticides. The females lay about 5 eggs a day. And they can live for more than a year without eating a single meal.
It can cost well over $1,000 to clean up a home infected with bed bugs. The former city manager of Bell, California, and seven other local officials are under arrest, accused of cheating taxpayers, taking public money for personal gain. The DA says more than $5.5 million are involved. Bell is a Los Angeles suburb. Richard Davies, ABC News.
Roof. That's all you have to do.
Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too.
That's right. Save on energy, too. Whether it's metal, comp, tile, or a low-slope roof, we have an Energy Star-rated roofing system for you. And right now, you can receive up to a $1,500 tax credit on Energy Star-rated roofing products. We also feature a solar roofing panel that takes the technology of photovoltaics and integrates it right into the roofing panel. Let the nation's green movement put the green back into your pocket. Cool roofing, cool savings, and if you're not 100% satisfied, it's free. That's a bulletproof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At Cece's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless Cece's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, that makes it a value. So drop the bag, raise your expectations, and go to Cece's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit cc's.com.
Out of all the things I've done in my life and the drugs I've tried, meth was the one that nearly put me in my grave. And it would have if it were not for my family who cared enough to bring me back to life. Maybe you can help someone get their life back.
For more information on treatment for meth addiction, visit methresources.gov or call 800-662-HELP. Sponsored by ONDCP. Created furnished by Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Scott and White Health Plan, your partner in wellness. Learn more at SWHP.org.
Broadcasting in HD, 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 71 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 88, 40% chance of more showers. Got some rain yesterday. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The body of a missing Burleson County man has been found. Searchers found the body of 57-year-old William Kincaid Tuesday afternoon. Sheriff Dale Stroud says Kincaid was missing for the better part of a week.
His wife, Char, called us Thursday night around 8:30. And reported him missing. Deputies responded, and a search ensued that night. The next morning, Friday, search was continued with search dogs, and since then, with helicopters and all on the area immediately surrounding their house.
Kincaid lived in the Chrisman community north of Caldwell. His body was found on private property near his own. Investigators continue to say foul play is not suspected, but an autopsy has been ordered. The murder of a College Station woman was apparently from strangulation, and her 9-year-old son was also strangled, struck, and stabbed with a gardening trowel. Those are the allegations against 45-year-old Stanley Griffin, who remains in Brazos County Jail on a parole violation, as well as bonds of more than $1 million. According to arrest reports, the boy saw Griffin choke his mother, 29-year-old Jennifer Haley, Sunday night. Then sometime later, Griffin is accused of going into the boy's bedroom and attacking him. The youngster regained consciousness early Monday and called his grandmother, who lives in Madisonville. She, in turn, called 911. Local detectives began looking for Griffin after speaking to a friend of Haley, who said she turned down Griffin's request to move in with her some 3 weeks ago. Members of the Haley family have released a statement through College Station Medical Center. You can read that statement on our website, WTAW.com. The 9-year-old College Station boy stabbed by the man accused of killing the youngster's mother attends Rock Prairie Elementary School. College Station ISD's Director of Student Services, Chrissy Hester, says staff was ready to address student and teacher requests.
What we are going to do is the children in his class are going to write him a card, and as we do with all kids, but since it's not an issue with most of these kids don't watch the news and their parents have shielded them from it. The principal's gotten a few emails from parents. We've told them, you know, our approach is to address any individual student that's upset. We're supporting teachers who had him who are concerned. And other than that, it's all very low key.
Hester says the absence of questions by the elementary aged students is very typical, but a crisis intervention team is in place to be prepared. A College Station man is headed to prison for 80 years for a long list of illegal sexual activity. 25-year-old Justin Davis was convicted 6 weeks ago by a Brazos County jury on 25 counts of possessing child pornography. Following a 2.5-day sentencing hearing, Judge Travis Bryan ordered the maximum 20-year term. The judge then stacked 4 of the 25 counts, meaning Davis will serve each sentence one at a time. Prosecutors brought up Davis that had brought up that Davis had more than 900 images of child pornography on his computer, along with hundreds of homemade videos where Davis followed local young girls shopping in stores, participating in athletics, and swimming in pools. Sheriff's officers testified to problems Davis caused while in jail, including possession of a weapon while in isolation. After the prison term, if Davis is alive, Judge Bryan ordered 10 years probation. College Station School Board wasn't ready to enact new school boundaries Tuesday. Trustees unanimously voted to hold a workshop October 5th. Tuesday was the first opportunity for the board to react to mostly negative comments made by parents at three forums. Jeff Harris says drawing new boundaries means to be indifferent as to which school students attend.
The goal there would be to avoid the situation where someone's moving to the area, maybe a young professor at A&M who has children, and they're trying to figure out, well, where should I live? And if that real estate agent says, oh, you've got to be here because of this school, not over there because of that school.
Trustee Carol Barrett recalled going through prior boundary changes as a parent.
You know, your heart gets in the way of the big picture, and that's what makes it so difficult. Because if we were hard-hearted, I promise you that we'd say, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and I don't think any of us feel that way.
Nearly all trustees made some reference during an hour of discussion to their desire to review more options to displace the fewest students while ensuring each campus is represented by all socioeconomic groups, or as many socioeconomic groups as possible. WTAW News Time is 6:11, 71 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's complete.
Ready, set, hut!
And then there's most complete.
Blue 42, set, hut!
Like what you get from Centrum Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic, and a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions, and we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together, and the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered a welcome basket with information on businesses. Get your business there. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
There'll be quite a bit of cloudiness across the area today at times, but there'll also be some sun developing. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today in the mid to upper 80s. We're going to be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows overnight in the mid 70s. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny. Chance of a shower. Highs tomorrow in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, mid-70s. Friday, sun and clouds with the chance for a shower. Temperatures on Friday, they're probably going to be in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Texas Rangers' magic number just stays stuck on 6. They keep losing and Oakland keeps winning. There's only 12 games left to play, so they need to get with it. They'll play Oakland a 4-game series starting tomorrow. We will talk about that, and it's official now. The Big 12 will be only 10 starting next year. They came to terms with Colorado and Nebraska about how much they'll owe. Not near as much as they thought. We'll talk more about that and more coming up in sports.
Well, I guess Texas and Oakland, that'll pretty much break that thing, won't it? It won't stay at 6 for long.
Right. No,
that should
no,
settle
no.
It.
Yeah. They play 4 games, so it'll...
Where are they playing, do you know?
In Oakland.
Oh, okay.
This is not boding well.
In Oakland.
Come
Texas.
On, you got to have, confidence in your team.
Yeah.
That's
like,
right.
Like all those Aggies had leaving in the third quarter.
Yeah.
They had a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
Okay, so a North Carolina man faces indecent exposure charges after police say that he was found without pants on. Taking pictures of himself Monday afternoon in the parking lot at Sears over in Rock Hill. You know how those people are.
Taking pictures of himself?
Yeah.
Did he steal one of them long mirrors or something?
I don't know. Anyway. The man whose street address was listed as Naked Creek Road.
It goes to show right
Well,
there,
I'm just saying. So it was predetermined that this would happen in his life, right?
Uh-huh.
If he's living on Naked Creek Road. As opposed to Clothed Creek Road.
That's right. That'd be like Buck Creek Road.
Yeah, they would. So, you know, it's always great when a city decides that they want to tout their public schools.
Tout.
Good
tout.
Thing to do. Mm-hmm. Want to make sure everybody says, you know, our public schools are great.
They got paid touters, you know.
Yeah, they probably do. Our public schools are great. We want to make sure that you decide you want to live in our town because we have great public schools. And they'll do it sometimes with advertising, sometimes with giant billboards, in fact.
Well, not in some cities, Scott.
That's true. Well, where billboards are allowed. And so ginormous billboard in South Bend, Indiana, 15 best things about our public schools. It's always important to spell the word public correctly.
Oh, no.
And so.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, it's even worse than you thought, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And so.
No, don't tell me.
I won't.
Okay,
I won't.
Good. Let's leave it
there.
The
communications firm that up to now may have been relatively successful, called Blue Waters Group, issued an apology for the billboard, which promoted a local website to talk about the attributes of their.
This just gets worse and worse.
School.
Yeah.
Blue Waters president said four people in his company looked at the ad, and they didn't happen to see the mistake of how it was misspelled. But it was up long enough for a great old big picture to be out there that you can see on the internet.
It's gonna be a good, good.
I guess they could say the people who did the copywriting didn't attend South Bend Public Schools.
I hope not.
Information.
Anyway, yes.
Not enough info.
Sometimes too much.
Yeah. Wrong kind of info.
Yeah. Once again, it's just as bad as you thought. Just to get
him to the train of bus.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Let's face it, working out can be healthy, rewarding, and beneficial. Working out can be lots of things, but for some people, working out is not known for being a fun, exhilarating experience. Until now. Aerofit Health and Fitness Centers wants you to know that they offer the most fun and exciting exercise classes around. Try one of our popular Zumba classes. Zumba exercise classes fuse hypnotic Latin rhythms and easy-to-follow moves to create a one-of-a-kind fitness program that will blow you away. Aerofit also offers boot camps with the latest in group fitness. These boot camps offer you core exercises that are fun and interactive fitness experiences. And if you like to make a splash, then try out one of Aerofit's deep water group exercise classes. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but Aerofit. So don't settle for the same old gym routine during your workout. Check out all the many fun exercise options Aerofit has to offer. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Start today and your body will thank you later.
Hey, it's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
September the 22nd, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Let's start off with Tommy Lasorda.
Oh.
The old Dodger manager, won a couple of World Series titles there, and he went off that Nutrisystem. I don't know if you've seen him.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen him lately.
Yeah, well, he's 83 years old, so bless his heart.
Enjoy himself.
He can just do whatever he wants. You're right. Have a burrito, buddy. He's 83 years old today.
Have a burrito?
Sherry Belafonte.
Oh, okay.
That'd be Harry's little youngin' and a singer, of course, in her
Not that
own
young.
Line. Actress and singer. She's 56 years old today. You know, when you say the word one-hit wonder, probably the poster child of one-hit wonder. There could be many.
Yeah.
But I would certainly nominate Debbie Boone for that.
Excuse me, it's Deborah, isn't it?
No, you're thinking about Debbie Gibson.
Oh,
God.
No.
I'm talking about
Come
Pat,
on, man.
We're talking about You Light Up My Life.
Oh, yeah. We're
Pat's little girl.
All right, well, you want me to go find the audio?
No.
All right. Because you want that song warm in your head today.
Bad enough, I've already got it. So.
Yeah.
But seriously, is she not the probably the epitome of one-hit wonder?
Yeah.
She's 54.
There are people who are 20 going, huh?
Yeah, well, exactly. Thus the one hit.
Yeah, and her
there
dad,
are people who are
huh?
30.
Yeah, well, that's
going,
probably right.
Huh?
Yeah, that's true.
When was it? Does it say matter. The
Mid-70s.
Year it was?
Yeah,
was it? Okay.
Yeah. 76, 77. Yeah, right.
There you go. Nick Cave, the Australian singer, member of the band The Bad Seeds, is 53 years. I know. Why did I tell you that? Joan Jett.
Oh.
I love rock and roll.
Sure.
The Blackhearts.
Put another dime in the jukebox baby.
Yeah.
There you go. Is 52. She remind when she sings, she reminds me a lot like this next guy, Andrea Bocelli.
Peas in a pod.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
They get confused for each other.
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen them in concert together?
No.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It really is. Seriously, folks. Opera singer and one of the best voices going for my money is 52 years old today. Scott Baio, Chachi, turns 49 years old.
An actor for our time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that'll make you feel old. Bonnie Hunt, the actress, Life with Bonnie, is 46 years old today. And actor Tom Felton, he was one of those in the Harry Potter
movies. He's 23
years old. Draco Malfoy. Come on.
Well, duh. Yeah, there you go. And Rob Stone from Mr. Belvedere is 48 years old. And that's all I got.
Figure skater Ty Babylonia. She'd be 50.
Uh-huh.
I guess as a she. Catherine Oxenberg, the actress, be 49. Neil Cavuto.
Oh, really?
The Neilster. He'd be 52 today.
I enjoy listening to him.
There you go. David Stern would be 68.
Oh, basketball guy.
Yeah. Lute Olson, speaking of basketball, be 76. Mm-hmm. And Jeremiah Wright.
Oh. Ah, the preacher man.
Yeah. Preacher man. Yeah. Testify.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, testify. There's somebody out there listening.
That's right. He'd be, he'd be 69 years old today. And lest we forget, Rob Stone.
I believe Tom said that.
Oh, did he?
Mr. Belvedere, 48.
Mr. Belvedere.
He was
in Mr.
Belvedere.
I don't think I've ever seen that show. What was that?
Well, that was about 20-something years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a butler or something, Mr. Belvedere?
Yeah. I watched Mr. Belvedere.
Did you? Did? Okay. Yeah.
And Paul LaMatte from American Graffiti? I don't know who that is. Okay. That's about it. And then later on today, we'll celebrate an astrological wonder.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, too.
Can we go outside and watch?
No. Oh.
Brenham National Bank has been serving its customers generation after generation. We were chartered in 1933. We have been providing financial services for our friends and neighbors in the Brazos Valley for over 77 years. That makes locally owned Brenham National Bank pretty unique. Our personal bankers know you when you walk in the door. Wouldn't you like to bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so yesterday on the program, we had Velma Hart. She confronted the president at his town hall earlier this week.
And I'm one of your middle-class Americans. And quite frankly, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted of defending you, defending your administration, defending the mantle of change that I voted for.
Then we had another town hall attendee asking the president, is the American dream dead?
Like a lot of people in my generation, I was really inspired by you and by your campaign and the message that you brought. And that inspiration's dying away. It feels like the American dream is not attainable to a lot of us. And I really want to know, is the American dream dead for me?
Mr. President, are you listening?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, the NFL season is underway now, the regular season, 2 games in. Sorry, Cowboy fans. Way to go, Houston Texan fans. But you can see all the NFL you want, doesn't matter whose team you are the biggest fan of, because of the NFL Network and the NFL Red Zone have come to Suddenlink. That's right, for only $7 a month, you can add this package to what you've already got with Suddenlink. Whether it's the home phone, whether it's the internet, whether it's the cable service, NFL Network and NFL Red Zone, and both of them are in high definition. So what do you get with this? Well, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, it's all the insider perspective of the NFL. They've got nightly news. They've got information shows, NFL Total Access, NFL Game Day Morning, NFL Game Day Final. Yeah, it's the home of nearly 200 football games each year, including some live primetime games like that Dallas Cowboy versus Arizona Cardinal game on Christmas Day that you can't get anyplace else. There's 65 preseason games. You can look forward to that next year. Nearly 100 game re-airs on NFL Replay. So if you missed one, you got another chance. They also have high school all-star games, the Insight Bowl. You know, a Big 12 team will be there. And the Senior Bowl, too. It's all on the NFL Network and NFL Red Zone. And it is here with Suddenlink, $7 a month. 1-800-915-1866. Like opening up a can of Easy. Suddenlink is as easy as counting to one.
The Casitas at Traditions, luxurious two-bedroom, two-bathroom, fully furnished, professionally managed rental cottages available for rent 7 days a week. Each overlook the renowned golf course. The Casitas at Traditions, convenient access to the Texas A&M campus, championship golf, luxurious overnight accommodations right in the heart of Aggieland. To book your overnight stay or your corporate retreat, log on to traditionsclub.com or call 979-779-1007. The Casitas at Traditions, available to the general public. Traditions members and Aggie fans.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. All right, it's a chance of showers again today, and there were some showers that passed through yesterday. Maybe you were able to get some of those. They were kind of isolated, but a 40% chance of showers today, and a high temperature probably about 88 or so, so there'll be a pretty good cloud cover. 75 or so for the low temperature tonight. Back up around 90 for the balance of the week, and chance of showers staying there in there 20 or 30, and then it elevates again right now to 40% on Sunday. So we'll see how that works out. 94% relative humidity right now. A little bit of fog out there, so be careful about that. And some fog-prone areas you may be experiencing some of that this morning, and it's 73 degrees.
There's complete.
Ready, set, hut!
And then there's most complete.
Blue 42, set, hut!
Like what you get from Centrum Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, September 25th is Raised Bed Gardening. Learn how to add a whole new dimension to your gardening without some of the aches and pains. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Food allergies are a serious health problem, and the number of people who have those allergies is on the rise. Why? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to Geico last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to Geico today.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Ever wake up aching and feeling like this? Or this? If morning pain sometimes leaves you feeling drained, try this. Introducing Bear AM, an extra strength pain reliever with alertness aid, specially formulated to fight morning pain and fatigue. So you can feel like this. Turn morning pain into get up and go with new Bear AM, the morning pain reliever.
The number of people with food allergies is rising at an alarming rate, doubled in the past 10 years.
There are eight foods that cause 90% of the allergic reactions in this country, and those are milk, eggs, wheat, soy, peanuts, tree nuts, fish, and shellfish.
Ann Munoz-Furlong, founder and CEO of the Food Allergy and Anaphylaxis Network.
Food allergies can occur at any point in your life. Most commonly, we see food allergy develop in children. Most kids will outgrow their food allergies to common foods. But when we're talking about peanut or tree nut allergy, almonds and pecans, for example, those are lifelong allergies. Adults typically grow into shellfish allergy. The most common is shrimp.
Why are so many more people suffering from food allergies? No one really knows.
One of the theories is that we've done such a good job of cleaning up our environment, getting rid of some of these childhood diseases we all suffered through, measles, mumps, that for some kids, their immune system is so revved up and strong that it's looking for something to do, and it creates a problem where there really isn't one.
And peanut allergies are particularly troublesome.
Because peanut causes the majority of the fatal reactions, and we've seen that in a 5-year period, peanut allergy doubled in children.
You can link to Ann's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at WCTractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's WCTractor.com on the web.
WTAW News Time, 6:30, 71 degrees right now at the studios. High today should get up to about 88. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The search for a missing Burleson County man has come to a sad end. Searchers found the body of 57-year-old William Kincaid Tuesday afternoon. Kincaid's body was found on private property near his own in the Chrisman community north of Caldwell. He'd been missing for almost a week. Burleson County Sheriff Dale Stroud says numerous agencies were involved in the search.
DPS, Parks and Wildlife, some of the fire units, EMC units, an EMC coordinator here, sheriff's deputies, DPS helicopter, and a search dog net, and others using tracking dogs and other kinds of dogs with specialties.
Board members want to, foul play is not suspected in Kincaid's death, but an autopsy has been ordered. A College Station man remains jailed on bonds totaling more than $1 million from the city's latest murder. 45-year-old Stanley Griffin is accused of killing 29-year-old Jennifer Haley and causing critical injuries to Haley's 9-year-old son. Arrest reports indicate investigators started looking for Griffin after a friend of Haley said she had turned down Griffin's request to move in with her some 3 weeks ago. Detectives found Griffin at his brother's home, hiding in a bedroom. He was initially arrested for violating parole. The 9-year-old picked Griffin out of a photo lineup as the one he saw strangle his mother. The youngster said Griffin then attacked him. The boy woke up early Monday morning and called his grandmother in Madisonville. She called 911. Then Madisonville police contacted College Station. Members of the Haley family have released a statement through College Station Medical Center. You can read that on our website, WTAW.com. Classmates of the 9-year-old College Station boy who was stabbed and reported the murder of his mother are reacting normally. CSISD's Director of Student Services, Chrissy Hester, says a crisis intervention team is at Rock Prairie Elementary School where the boy attends school.
We're not going to bring it up and address classes of kids about something that no one's concerned about. I mean, they're concerned about their friend being absent, and we're dealing with that. I mean, they don't know why he's absent. So we're not telling them that he's absent because his mother was murdered. You know, I mean, we're telling them he's in the hospital and we can write him cards. And so that is standard protocol.
Hester says parents of the kindergarten through fourth grade students have shielded their children from details of why their classmate is in the hospital. No one on the College Station School Board was ready to make a decision Tuesday night to change school boundaries. Further discussion is scheduled for October 5th. A majority said they understood firsthand the apprehension expressed by opponents who spoke at three forums during the last 2 weeks. Board President Randall Pitcock has been through three prior boundary changes while on the Board of Trustees, and before that dealt with it as a parent.
And my daughter, who was just starting the fourth grade, said, "Am I going to have to go to that school?" I said, "What do you mean by that school?" She said, "Well, I've heard you and Mom talking about it. I don't think I want to go there." I said, "Well, you know what, honey? We're wrong. We don't know anything about that school. It's brand new for us, and we had a great experience. And I think I've heard from so many parents from the other rezonings, you know, we got over there, and we love South Knoll. We got over there. Forest Ridge is a great school. We've had a great experience at Southwood Valley. We're glad we were a part of it."
Board members want to further discuss how to ensure students on each campus are represented by a wide range of socioeconomic groups while relocating as few as possible. Attendance zones are being changed in CSISD due to the opening of new schools. and convicted 6 weeks ago by Brazos County jury on 25 counts of possessing child pornography. A College Station man has learned his punishment. 25-year-old Justin Davis was sentenced to 80 years in prison by District Judge Travis Bryan. The judge ordered the maximum sentence of 20 years for each count and stacked four of the convictions, one after the other. If Davis is alive, when that's done, he'll serve 10 years probation. Prosecutors say Davis made hundreds of videos where he followed young girls at local swimming pools, local retail stores, and while participating in athletic events. Neighbors testified Davis threatened them when they tried to stop him, and jail staff testified about the problems Davis has caused, including possession of a weapon while in isolation. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 71 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What is it that makes St. Joseph so special?
St. Joseph likes to call it the St. Joseph difference. That unique combination of talent, compassion, faith, equipment, and commitment that sets them apart.
Recently, St. Joseph received the HealthGrades 2010 Outstanding Patient Experience Award, which ranks them among the top 10% in the nation. An award that reminds them daily that what matters to them the most is you.
And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Congressman Chet Edwards is running for re-election. The Austin newspaper investigated Edwards' attack ads and found them to be false. What do most of Chet Edwards' TV ads say about his voting record in Washington? Crickets. Absolutely nothing. Congressman Edwards' record looks a lot different since Nancy Pelosi took over. So now Edwards' commercials are silent about his vote for the $700 billion Wall Street bailout. Edwards never mentions his vote raising the national debt limit to $14 trillion. And Chet Edwards is not talking about his vote for the Pelosi budget to raise taxes $600 billion. Chet Edwards now votes for Nancy Pelosi's agenda 96.6% of the time, even when it kills jobs and harms small businesses. Our congressman has changed. It's time to change our congressman.
I'm Bill Flores. I'm running for Congress. I approve this message.
Paid for by Bill Flores for Congress.
6:36, let's check some weather, brought to you by United Roofing.
Occasional sunshine develops today. We could see a passing shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures today are going to be up to about 85 to 90. Tonight's skies will be partly to mostly cloudy, lows overnight near 75. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny with the chance of a shower, highs tomorrow near 90. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low of 75. Friday a mixture of clouds and sun, the chance of a shower, highs on Friday around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolan for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the newest inductees into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame have been announced, and one of them just got finished being inducted at Canton. So, sure, he ought to make it in Waco. We'll talk about that. The Rangers lose again, and Oakland wins, so the magic number stays at six. We'll talk about that. And the Aggies say that this is a good week to have a week off before they start Big 12 play a week from tomorrow night in Stillwater. Got that and more coming up in sports.
So the Texas Hall of Fame goes, us too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah. All right, that'll be fine.
Yeah, we agree. We think he should be in the hall.
Yeah. I mean, what
this
the heck?
Is, this is John Randall, by the way, who, you know.
He's from Mumford, buddy.
He went to Hearn High.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. So some of the critical players in President Obama, we'll talk to Chet Edwards in a little less than an hour. Some of the critical players in President Obama's national security team doubt his strategy in Afghanistan will succeed, and they've spent much of the last 18 to 20 months quarreling with one another over that policy, as well as the turf battles that you always find. This according to the new book from Bob Woodward.
Old Bob's at it again.
Yes, he is. This book is called Obama's Wars.
I was going to say, he's been known to pester a president or two.
Yes, he has.
But he does pretty good research. He's able to get his recording device in front of some folks.
Well, and what was it, 43 pretty much gave him access, didn't
he? Yeah, he did.
And, that's true.
Don't know that was the case with this White House. Anyway, the book apparently paints a picture, at least according to the New York Times, paints a picture of an administration deeply torn over the war in Afghanistan, even as the president agreed to triple the troop levels amid the speculation that he was basically being boxed in by the military. Mr. Obama and the military, it's not a good time for this book to come out? Because you got, and again, there's probably not been a White House any time in the last couple, 3 decades, that has not had naysayers to whatever stance the Defense Department makes. I mean, there's always going to be infighting in White House staff about this, so I don't know how different it is. But nonetheless, that going on, and then the whole don't ask, don't tell thing that's going on in the Senate right now is they're not getting the defense bill passed because that's one of the sticking points. So I would say it's just not a good time for this president having to do with matters of defense.
Speaking of which, you know who else seems to have aged quite a bit in the last 2 years?
Kay.
Just my observation. Mm-hmm. Dr. Gates.
Well, you know, that's I think that's probably, I would agree, some of the pictures I've seen. That's.
I mean, he looks like he aged a lot more in the last 2 years than he did in the time previous.
And thus he'll be retiring sometime. I guess an exact date has not been announced, but he just said sometime in 2011. My guess is it'll be earlier in the year than later, but, you know, who knows?
And I don't know. I mean, I have no reason to know inside, but it appears to me that he kind of had to come in and do some mop-up after Rummy was in there. I think Rummy left things in a mess, mm-hmm. and he had to straighten everything up and then start talking about, and they are redesigning the Defense Department. The way we will fight wars in the future is different than the way that they've been fought in the past, and he is the one who is engineering that change. You know, we've been telling stories about $90 toilet bolts or whatever for decades in the Defense Department. He's trying to do that. He's trying to make cuts in personnel in the higher parts of the administration of the Pentagon. And so he's probably getting it from both sides. He's probably getting it from those who are in there and want to protect what they have and those on the outside who are always, I mean, you can always look at the Defense Department spending and say, that's a lot of money right there, and are we spending it as well as we should? And the bigger the budget, the more chances there are that there's some sort of corruption in there or misuse of the funds. And plus the fact that you're just sending young men and women out into a situation that puts them in harm's way. All of those things are, I'm sure, things that makes that job extra tough. All right, I guess it's not a surprise, but the announcement was made yesterday that Lawrence Summers would be leaving. Larry's going back over to Harvard, where they like him so much.
Yeah.
Especially the women in the sciences there in Harvard.
Yeah.
They really like him because he was, he's making some male chauvinist comments when he was president over there. But he'll be going back, resigning his position as the National Economic Council Director. And that pretty much leaves just a few folks. Tim, I did pay my taxes, I think. Geithner is still one of them, and Christine Romer is still there, and Peter Orszag is still there. But aside from that, that team's pretty well broken up. And again, as we continue to struggle with the idea of should we continue the tax cuts, that's one of the things we'll talk to Chet Edwards about today. But there's some interesting thoughts on that, and the aforementioned Peter Orszag has said, he wrote a piece in the New York Times last week saying it's time to let all the tax cuts expire. Now, go ahead and keep this for 2 years, and then we need to get off of that so that we can balance the budget. But with economic times the way they are, I don't think people want to hear taxes being increased. I just are letting tax cuts expire. I just don't think they want to hear that right now. Now, David Stockman, who was in Ronald Reagan's administration, is saying the exact same thing. He's saying that leave it for 2 years, leave it in place for 2 years, but then eliminate them altogether in 2012. According to current figures, get this.
Current?
Mm-hmm. Chase, as you go home to your youngins today,
mm-hmm.
think about this. Every American child born today will owe $118,000 as their share of the national debt. It'll be $118,000. That's if we don't pile anything else onto it.
Yeah, so Reagan, in other words, it'll be more.
I'm going to tell you, I am not talking for Chase. Reagan and Jack, they ain't paying.
Yeah.
Not right now.
No, they ain't got a job.
They not going to pay.
Yeah.
Come and get them. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Corporations have begun to channel the majority of their campaign donations to the GOP. Wall Street Journal is just calling it a sign of Republican momentum.
Sorry,
up to the midterms.
Just got a visual of the look on my daughter's face if you told her that, you know, you do realize you owe $118,000. Yeah. What?
Like she'd know how much that is.
Exactly.
Anyway. Well, teacher monopoly. She'll
Well, it's funny you should say that. She was playing with her grandmother the other night, and It was a Disney monopoly, so they have, you know, five, ooh, four, three, cool, and $2 denominations and stuff like that.
Yeah, not near enough for the debt.
No. Well, the funny part was, and don't worry, this won't take long, apparently there was a $4 transaction that needed to take place, and my mom was playing with her, and so my mom had a $5 bill, and she said, here's a $5 for my $4 transaction. Reagan said, you can't use that. You're supposed to have $4. And so then we get into the concept of trying to explain to her that, you know, the concept of change,
yeah,
you know,
right,
giving a dollar back. But it's $4. You don't have $4. You have $5. Once again, no, she would not understand, yep, what her share of it, yep, was.
Basic economic principle. Hello.
Well, I know Caldwell's kind of going toward Texas, but still Tom Dodge Turbo that, you know, talk about Caldwell football once in a while.
I do every Friday, okay, when I announce all the matchups.
Mike Allen at Politico wonders if it is a game changer that the Hill's Jordan Fabian observes this is the generic poll, the Gallup generic poll. Remember this thing that made a massive swing? The Republicans had a big deficit, then they suddenly had a lead, and this is a generic ballot saying, if you're going to vote today, vote Republican or Democrat. And the Republicans had a 5-point lead last week over the Democrats. Now we're back to the point where it's a tie again. And I'm not sure what that means. I guess what it means is, and I don't know where they took the poll or anything, but I guess what it means is, what's going on in your neighborhood? I mean, how's it doing in your state or in your county or your region? Are you economically comfortable? Are things okay? Do you want to vote for the Democrats to keep the policies that are going on? Or are you uncomfortable with it, don't like the way it's headed, therefore you want to vote for a change in leadership and you go for the Republicans? But at least right now, it is a tie virtually. And last week, the Republicans had a 5-point lead. And I hate to report this. I really, really
But it's
do.
Your job, Scott.
It is. It appears that Jesse Jackson Jr. may be in legal trouble.
Hmm. Oh. What do you do? Allegedly.
Well, yeah. Chicago Sun-Times reports that Jesse allegedly offered Rod Blagojevich some money in return for the appointment of that U.S. Senate seat.
Ah.
It's just alleged. $6 million.
Whoa.
$6 million.
Well, how come Rod ain't out there throwing
him under the bus?
JJ Jr. Yeah. Under the
Well, and it just, you know, it shocks me because he comes from a lineage of oh, never mind. The fruit doesn't fall far from that tree, does it, boys? Mm. $6 million, that's the story the Chicago Sun-Times is reporting. And again, it'll be interesting to see. Bring Blago back out to comment on that. Shockingly, Jesse is denying those reports. Now, did you hear that his wife might run also for that Senate seat?
Rod?
Jesse Jr.'s?
Yeah, Jesse Jr.'s.
Oh.
Yeah, Jesse Jr.'s wife, who's a Chicago alder person. Could you see them campaigning against each other? Now, give me the popcorn. Bring the popcorn.
Well, now, his wife or his ex-wife?
Well, I think it's his wife.
Well, now, how would that work?
If they both ran for U.S. Senate?
Yeah, you're going to run against your husband for the same thing?
That's what I'm saying. Bring on the popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah, but I believe
there's some stories to be told.
Well,
here.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Anyway,
soon to be ex-wife.
Yeah. Well, again, but if this story is true, then Jesse probably won't be part of that the mix as far as that goes.
He'll bow out to graciously support her.
Yeah, I'm shocked that he might have done something unethical.
Yeah.
Just
and Daddy will get involved somehow.
Oh no.
He'll come.
That's only when the recount has to be had.
He'll come say a poem of some sort.
This is Chuck Morrow, owner of Agland Lighting and the Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet. I'm asking you to shop in town and support our local economy. Local businesses like my own employ your friends and neighbors. Shopping online or driving to Houston hurts local businesses and doesn't guarantee you good service. Before you shop online or out of town, remember to support our community and shop locally. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
There are things that you do every day that, let's face it, you're good at. There are things that you do every day that maybe you need to work on. There are some things that you don't do every day that you know you need some help on. Things like buying a car. You ever wanted to know what's best for me? Is it the low interest rate? Is it the cash back option? What about credit questions? What if my credit's a little iffy? What if I have really good credit? What kind of rate might I expect? If you have questions about the car buying experience and you want honest answers, absolutely free, two words for you, Ask Mike. Go to WTAW.com, scroll down, look for Mike Vivaldi's picture, click on the icon, send your question to Mike Vivaldi at Team Auto in Navasota. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. Mike will take a look at your situation, and he will offer you advice based on his years in the car business about what could possibly work best for you. Get honest, free answers on the car buying experience. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike from Team Auto in Navasota.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week throughout the fall, from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
Saturday, September 25th is Raised Bed Gardening. Learn how to add a whole new dimension to your gardening without some of the aches and pains. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You can get too much of a good thing. It might be chocolate chip cookies. It might be shade if you're a turf grass. However, plants other than just turf grasses can suffer in the shade. Try to grow azaleas, Indian hawthorns, crepe myrtles, or junipers in the shade. You'll be rewarded with sparse, unhappy plants. Let's talk about some of the best shrubs that will grow in the shade right after this important message. You can still save 41% on my 2011 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is our 28th year to do the garden calendar, and my goal with it each year is to tell you month by month the important tasks you have in your landscape and garden. I'm not so silly as to assign them to specific days. I tell you when you need to do them, early month, late month, mid-month, whatever, and I'll even break it into the various parts of the state of Texas. But it's when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. More than 10,000 words. Each grid page, there will be about a 3-inch high band of text that goes left to right across the page, and that's where you find when to do all the tasks. Get the calendar, all of that information, the full year of the magazine, satisfaction guaranteed for just $34.95, but the price will go up in just a few days. It will never come back to that again. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. So if you're going to make a list of best shrubs for the shade, hollies have to come early. They serve the purpose well. If you're looking for a plant that can grow in full sun or total shade, hollies are your best options. That's important if you're trying to landscape a rather long bed and if you want the continuity of the same plant being repeated throughout that bed. Granted, the plants may not look exactly the same from a very heavy shade to full sun. Plants in the shade can be more open with many more twigs and stems visible, while the hollies in the sun will be dense and compact, but all of them will survive and thrive. If you want low plants, less than 4 feet tall, dwarf yaupon is good, dwarf Chinese holly, or the one that's kind of won everybody's heart recently, and that's Carissa holly. There are some intermediate hollies like dwarf Burford that'll get 4 to 5 feet tall, and then willow leaf at 6 to 8 feet, Marinelle hollies at 8 to 10 or 12 feet, and then you get up to Nellie R. Stevens, yaupon, and possum haw hollies. Those are the large ones. If the shade is quite heavy, a Cuba is one of the finest. The truth is, Akubas won't tolerate any direct sunlight at all. Give them as little as half an hour of summer sunshine, and their leaves will quickly turn black, the color of melting tar. Gold dust Akubas is most popular, growing to 4 feet tall and almost that wide. Sulfur and Picturata have brightly yellow variegated leaves, and the dwarf green form is much more compact and solid green. It also bears large, attractive fruit in the winter. Cleara. 15 coats of paste whack. That's what it looks like if you're used to seeing this plant's leaves. It's a stunning shrub to 4 to 6 feet tall and wide. It's evergreen with those glossy dark green leaves. The new growth is purple bronze. And Clieras can tolerate a good bit of sun, but they're equally at home in the shade. As you're choosing your Clieras, no two plants will ever end up looking exactly the same, so maybe you don't want a big cluster, a big grouping of them. Oregon Grape Mahonia is a lovely plant. It's an Andina relative. It grows in much the same manner as its cousin. Now, you see its stems, but you also see the holly-like deepest green leaves with reddish coppery new growth. And then there's leatherleaf mahonia. This is one of my favorites. The plant is among the most striking of all plants. It gets 5 or 6 feet tall, 15-inch compound leaves that are blue-gray and very spiny. It's beautiful. I'm also a huge fan of oak leaf hydrangea. It's a big woody type with white flowers. This one will get 6 or 7 feet tall and wide. I'm Neil Sperry. Variegated shrubs in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a look at your sports. It is 6:54, and it's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Brian, your official partner of the Big 12 Conference. Well, the Aggie defense can't really be blamed for any of the team's problems right now. Matter of fact, they've kept A&M in games that they're otherwise they may have gotten away from them, especially last Saturday against FIU. Trent Hunter is a defensive leader, and as a defensive back, he likes to brag on the guys up front defending the run.
Against the run, I mean, up front, they're doing a phenomenal job. We're holding teams to, you know, 70, 80 yards a game, which is great. You know, it seems as though they're running the ball 45 times a game, which is great. You know, I'm coming in last year. I come in here on Mondays, and I'll be, you know, beat to death. I came out of the cold tub 10 minutes ago, and I just, my body be worn down from, you know, making tackles a whole lot. You know, this year I'm coming up here, I'm fresh. I'm ready to go for next week. I'm not sore by any means. You know, we're in pass coverage. You know, we kind of have this little pack going. It's, you know, y'all stop the run, we stop the pass, and that's what it is this year. We're not so much. We honestly, I have no worries about the run. Up front, they're doing their jobs to the best of their abilities. You know, they're getting pressure. Linebackers are fitting gaps, shooting gaps, and making heck of a plays. And I'm really excited about it up front, what we're doing right now.
The Aggies have this weekend off before going to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State a week from tomorrow night. Well, now it's official that Colorado is indeed going to start play in the Pac-10 next year, not in 2012, after an agreement was reached yesterday on how much it'll cost them to leave the Big 12 early. And it will be considerably less than the 80% of the projected earnings, as the conference bylaws state. Colorado will pay the Big 12 $6.86 million rather than what could have been as much as $15 million or more. Nebraska will pay no more than $9.25 million rather than what might have been $19.4 million. The sides came to the agreement instead of risking a costly and PR messy court battle later on. According to the Associated Press, both schools might have claimed in litigation that they owed nothing because the Big 12 was about to collapse anyway when they struck their deals with their new conferences. Nebraska will join the Big 10 for the 2011-2012 season, a season that will now officially have 10 teams in the Big 12. If he's good enough for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, stands to reason that John Randall is good enough for the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. Randall, who was inducted into Canton's Hall in July, will be among those inducted into Waco's Hall next year. Going into the Texas Hall with the former Minnesota Viking great from Mumford and Hearn High School are former NFL quarterback Charlie Johnson, former Texas Administrator Donna Lopiano, the late original Dallas Cowboy owner Clint Murchison, former Cowboy receiver Drew Pearson, former Texas Ranger catcher Jim Sundberg, former Kansas City defensive back Emmett Thomas, Negro League shortstop Willie Wells, and Olympic gold medal diver Laura Wilkinson. On the 20-person ballot but not elected were former A&M linebacker Jacob Green and A&M women's basketball coach Gary Blair. Michigan State football coach Mark D'Antonio is out of the hospital less than 3 days after having a mild heart attack. The athletic department confirmed that D'Antonio was released about 3 o'clock yesterday. He was hospitalized shortly after the Spartans beat Notre Dame 34-31 in overtime Saturday on that fake field goal that worked for a touchdown. And the Texas Rangers are ready to lower their magic number from 6, but they stay stuck there again last night as they fell to the Angels 2-0, their fourth loss in 5 games. Meanwhile, Oakland beat Chicago again, so Texas leads the A's by 7 games, now with 12 to play. They'll finish with the Angels tonight and then start a crucial 4-game series at Oakland tomorrow. Astros lost to Washington 8-4. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up next hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota at 6:58. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Is your backyard ready for weekend entertaining?
It's the perfect time of year for backyard cookouts, and Line Home Products is now carrying the perfect grill for you. Line Home Products is the largest licensed dealer of the Big Green Egg in town. The Big Green Egg is the world's best smoker and grill. For every occasion and for all your smoking and grilling needs, the Big Green Egg is exactly what you're looking for to get the most out of your cookouts. And you can get one at Line Home Products. Call 324-1200, that's 324-1200, and ask about the Big Green Egg or visit linehomeproducts.com.
WC Tractor and New Holland are excited to announce our new dealership in Bryan to better serve the Brazos Valley. If you're in need of any parts for your old Ford tractor, a zero-turn mower, or a brand-new New Holland tractor or baler, just stop by our store. We're located on the Highway 6 feeder between Tabor Road and Woodville. If it's not on the yard, we probably have it at one of our stores in Brenham or Navasota. Find us on the web at WCTractor.com or check out all our specials or call us in Bryan at 979-778-0325. Remember, that's WCTractor.com on the web.
Swimming pools are an investment in your home and your family's enjoyment. Protect that investment with someone you can trust. The Pool Guy is the premier service provider in Bryan College Station. The Pool Guy has a full staff of qualified, friendly technicians and quality products. The Pool Guy offers service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, and even complete renovations. The Pool Guy, the preferred service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Looks like we're going to have kind of moderate temperatures, lots of shade, which will, or rather clouds, which will kind of give us some shade. 88 will be our high temperature today, 40% chance of showers. Then 75 tonight, we'll be down to about probably 72 or 73 for the lows all week long, and a high in the lower north. Some fog. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Good morning. I'm Richard Davies. Executives at two Iowa egg farms linked to a major salmonella outbreak are set to testify before Congress today. An FDA report found filthy conditions. ABC News senior medical health editor Dr. Richard Besser.
The owner of one of the farms linked to the salmonella outbreak says he will apologize today to victims. In a 10-page statement, Jack DeCosta and his son Peter, the heads of Wright County egg operations, point to a feed ingredient purchased from an outside supplier as the likely source of the contamination.
A House investigation finds the companies involved received hundreds of positive results for salmonella 2 years before the outbreak. 1,600 people have been sickened. President Obama is set to talk about health care reform today. Several important changes take effect tomorrow. Among them, children up to 26 will be covered by their parents' health insurance. Republicans in the Senate voted against repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law. Senator John McCain accuses Democrats of moving too quickly on this.
This is a blatant political ploy in order to try to galvanize the political base of the other side, which is facing a losing election.
The proposed change was part of the Pentagon spending bill. Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin.
I don't think a filibuster has ever before prevented the Senate from getting to a defense authorization bill.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell means gays and lesbians cannot serve in the military if they're open and honest about their sexuality. A new book by Washington journalist Bob Woodward says arguments about policy and turf were part of the administration's debates last year over Afghanistan. According to published reports, the book says President Obama was worried about losing the whole Democratic Party if there was no withdrawal plan from Afghanistan. The book also states the U.S. has intelligence showing Afghan President Karzai is on medication for manic depression. This is ABC News.
I will not spend my weekend covered in drywall dust.
I will simply fix the leaky faucet in the guest bathroom.
I will not go to a store so big
it has its own zip code.
I will go to Ace.
And I will get it done fast.
And then I will not leave the couch till Monday morning.
Every store has thousands of Ace brand products to help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list. So get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace, the helpful place.
What if I told you buying a good used car just got a whole lot easier? And what if you could know the history, mileage, and price of that used car long before you even go to the dealership? Well, here's the answer. Simply go online and search Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make an informed decision. Feels good to be in control, doesn't it? Okay, no more questions. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
After falling during the recession, the cost of renting an apartment is starting to rise in some places. Last year, more than 2 out of 3 landlords said they'd lowered rents for new tenants. Now, according to a new survey, fewer than 1/3 are cutting their prices. Peggy Abkemeyer of Rent.com says before deciding whether to rent or buy a property, compare the costs.
The rent ratio is a measure to give you an idea as to the difference between renting and buying.
How does the rent ratio work?
You take the average cost of buying a home in an area and you compare that to the annual rent.
The higher the ratio, the more it could make sense to rent rather than buy. But in many markets, the rent ratio has come down recently as rental rates start to go up and home prices fall. In its latest remarks on the economy, the Federal Reserve says it remains open to further easing and could take additional steps in the future. Nothing new announced, though, in the latest statement. Richard Davies, ABC News.
The Rattlers convenience stores all over town are having great specials throughout their stores. Through the end of September, get 2 gallons of fresh cold milk for only $6. Or Rice Krispie Treats Big Bar for only 99 cents. Or buy a Miss Freshly's or Bon Appetit pastries and get a free coffee. If you like ice cold beer, you can get a 20-pack of Miller Lite, Coors Light, or Budweiser for only $15.99. Rattlers convenience store. Clean, friendly, Texan.
Face it, working out can be healthy, rewarding, and beneficial. Working out can be lots of things, but for some people, working out is not known for being a fun, exhilarating experience. Until now. Aerofit Health and Fitness Centers wants you to know that they offer the most fun and exciting exercise classes around. Try one of our popular Zumba classes. Zumba exercise classes fuse hypnotic Latin rhythms and easy-to-follow moves to create a one-of-a-kind fitness program that will blow you away. Aerofit also offers boot camps with the latest in group fitness. These boot camps offer you core exercises that are fun and interactive fitness experiences. And if you like to make a splash, then try out one of Aerofit's deep water group exercise classes. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but Aerofit. So don't settle for the same old gym routine during your workout. Check out all the many fun exercise options Aerofit has to offer. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Start today and your body will thank you later.
If it's time to remodel your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. Since 1979, Rebath has been manufacturing quality bathroom products. Our shower bases, tubs, and wall surrounds are made from Durabath SSP, a solid surface polymer that is non-porous and very easy to clean. Rebath has over 60 different pattern and color combinations to choose from and comes with a lifetime warranty. We're located now in Bryan College Station. For quality and value for your bathroom, call 979-260-8000. That's 979-260-8000. For safety in the bathroom, convert your tub into a new walk-in shower with grab bars and a seat. Call today, 979-260-8000. Upgrade the look, style, and design with Rebath. For a free estimate, call 979-260-8000. Let Rebath make a difference in your home with quality bathroom remodeling.
At Scott & White Health Plan, we know you may be wondering about health care reform and how it will affect you. But don't let the uncertainty keep you from applying for the coverage you deserve. Health Plus from Scott & White Health Plan provides affordable medical coverage for individuals and families. We offer a choice of plans and deductibles starting as low as $55 a month for individuals. There's no charge for preventive services, and all Scott & White health plans have no lifetime maximum. To learn more about Health Plus and get your free quote, call us toll-free at 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. You can also apply online at swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan. We're Texas friendly. Plans are medically underwritten and have benefit exclusions and limitations. Call for costs and complete details of coverage. $55 premium is based upon a healthy male age 29, March 1st, 2010 effective date. Safer 5,000 plan. Premiums vary based on age and gender.
WTAW News Time, 707, 71 degrees right now, 88 for a high today. 40% chance of more showers. Got some yesterday. Maybe we'll get some more today. We'll take a look at your forecast brought to you by our After the News, brought to you by Zwerneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The body of a missing Burleson County man has been found. Searchers found the body of 57-year-old William Kincaid Tuesday afternoon. Sheriff Dale Stroud says Kincaid was missing for the better part of a week.
His wife, Chara, called us Thursday night around 8:30. And reported him missing. Deputies responded, and a search ensued that night. The next morning, Friday, search was continued with search dogs, And since then, with helicopters and all on the area immediately surrounding their house.
Kincaid lived in the Chrisman community north of Caldwell. His body was found on private property near his own. Investigators continue to say foul play is not suspected, but an autopsy has been ordered. The murder of a College Station woman was apparently from strangulation, and her 9-year-old son was also strangled, struck, and stabbed with a gardening trowel. Those are the allegations against 45-year-old Stanley Griffin, who remains in Brazos County Jail on a parole violation, as well as bonds totaling more than $1 million. According to arrest reports, the boy saw Griffin choke his mother, 29-year-old Jennifer Haley, Sunday night. Then sometime later, Griffin is accused of going into the boy's bedroom and attacking him. The youngster regained consciousness early Monday and called his grandmother, who lives in Madisonville. She called 911. Local detectives began looking for Griffin after speaking to a friend of Haley, who said she turned down Griffin's request to move in 3 weeks ago. Members of the Haley family have released a statement through College Station Medical Center. You can read that statement on our website, WTAW.com. Haley's son attends Rock Prairie Elementary School. College Station ISD Director of Student Services Chrissy Hester says staff was ready to address student and teacher requests.
What we are going to do is the children in his class are going to write him a card, and as we do with all kids, but since it's not an issue with most of these kids don't watch the news and their parents have shielded them from it. The principal's gotten a few emails from parents. We've told them, you know, our approach is to address any individual student that's upset. We're supporting teachers who had him who are concerned. And other than that, it's all very low key.
Hester says the absence of questions by the elementary aged students is very typical, but a crisis intervention team is in place just to be prepared. A College Station man is headed to prison for 80 years for a long list of illegal sexual activity. 25-year-old Justin Davis was convicted 6 weeks ago by a Brazos County jury on 25 counts of possessing child pornography. Following a 2.5-day sentencing hearing, Judge Travis Bryan ordered the maximum 20-year term. The judge then stacked 4 of the 25 counts, meaning Davis will serve each sentence one at a time. Prosecutors brought up Davis had more than 900 images of child pornography on his computer, plus hundreds of homemade videos where Davis had apparently followed young girls shopping in local stores, participating in athletics, and swimming in local pools. Sheriff's officers testified to problems Davis caused while in jail, including possession of a weapon while in isolation. If Davis lives past his prison term, Judge Bryan then ordered 10 years probation. The College Station School Board wasn't ready to enact new school boundaries Tuesday. Trustees unanimously voted to hold a workshop October 5th. Tuesday was the first opportunity for the board to react to mostly negative comments made by parents at three forums. Jeff Harris says drawing new boundaries means to be indifferent as to which school students attend.
The goal there would be to avoid the situation where someone's moving to the area, maybe a young professor at A&M who has children, and they're trying to figure out, well, where should I live? And if that real estate agent says, oh, you've got to be here because of this school, not over there because of that school.
Trustee Carol Barrett recalled going through prior boundary changes as a parent.
You know, your heart gets in the way of the big picture, and that's what makes it so difficult. Because if we were hard-hearted, I promise you that we'd say, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and I don't think any of us feel that way.
Nearly all trustees made some reference during an hour of discussion to their desire to review more options to displace the fewest students possible while ensuring each campus is also represented by as many socioeconomic groups as possible. WTAW News Time is 7:12, 71 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Another news update for you coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Sterling makes it easy.
The 2010 Cadillac CTS Sports Sedan at Sterling Auto Group is a dynamic combination of power and grace. For the first time ever on CTS, take advantage of 0% APR for up to 72 months. Or experience the utility and elegance of the Cadillac SRX luxury crossover vehicle. Now 0% APR for 36 months. Power, grace, class, only at Sterling Auto Group.
Sterling makes it easy.
morning at 7:13. Let's check some weather. Brought to you by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered a basket full of information on new businesses. Get your business there. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Occasional sunshine develops today. We could see a passing shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures today are going to be up to about 85 to 90. Tonight's skies will be partly to mostly cloudy, lows overnight near 75. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny with the chance of a shower, highs tomorrow near 90. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low of 75. Friday a mixture of clouds and sun, the chance of a shower, highs on Friday around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Well, Coach Mike Sherman says this is a great bye week. He calls it sort of a mini bye week because they got to play a week from tomorrow on Thursday, but it's a good chance to sort of fix what's broke, especially on the offense. We'll hear him talk about that. We'll also talk about what is coming up this weekend in the Big 12. Eight of the other teams are playing. No other conference games, but UCLA at Texas is a highlight game. We'll talk about that and more coming up at Sports.
There you go. All right, here we go. It's a book face scam. It's a book face scam, and we're here to expose it for
you. That never happens.
Nah. It's a new book face phishing scam plaguing the inboxes, with the sender appearing to have an email address sourced from book face.
Mm-hmm.
Sends recipients attachments with new passwords.
Oh, yeah. I think I've gotten three of those in my corporate email account. Thank you, spam filter. In the last 24 hours.
Yeah. Very exuberantly notifies them that there's a new password there in the subject line. Usual advice, of course, don't open.
Yeah, because I think it's two that I've looked at, and Dusty, I hope you didn't mind that I went ahead and opened that attachment, and it said something about infecting all of the network. So I hope that's cool.
That'll be fine. Put it on your to-do list today.
Yeah, if you get a chance, it'll probably just shut down all of our stations, no telling how many thousands of dollars in revenue it'll cost
sure.
us. So,
good.
And I know you don't have anything else going on, Dusty, with it being football season and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly.
You sound serious.
No, actually, it's a zip file attachment, is what it is. And keep in mind, you know, if you look for Vyri, if you will, a lot of times you look only for .exe files, the executable files, but mm-hmm. they can be hidden in any number of attachments, just, including zip files. Yeah. So, yeah, just don't do it.
Just don't. There's no reason to. Okay, fall officially begins tonight, 10:09. Go run outside and go, woohoo! If you want to know where...
I'm going to camp out at your house waiting on that to happen.
That ain't happening. But this is the day when the sun rises directly in the east.
Like right there.
You mean normally it's off a little bit?
Yes, it is.
I never knew that.
Yep. Well, no, on the equinox days, in other words, when there's an equal time of day and night, this is when all those dreads get over there to Stonehenge and make sure the stones line up all right, see? A true east and true west is defined, obviously, from where the sun rises and sets. So if you ever needed to get your compass straight, today's the day to do that. And, again, the day is equal. So just one of those little fun things. And, by the way, it's the sign of Libra begins today, if you care about stuff like that. So, of course, to celebrate, it's National Ice Cream Cone Day.
Yeah.
Ooh.
As every day should be.
Now, go ahead and get the cone just without the ice cream.
Well, no.
Oh.
No. No.
Oh, go ahead and do the ice cream.
I'd rather have the ice cream without the cone.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, out of those waffle cones, they can be good.
Yeah.
I'm just sugar cones,
I like those.
I mean, is there a better comfort food?
Oh, sure.
You think there's a better comfort food than ice cream?
Pudding. Yeah, I'm not. Ice cream is an okay. I'm not
really
over ice cream.
Okay, so what's a better comfort food than ice cream?
Key lime pie.
You know, I've got, well, there's this
key lime pie ice cream.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a pretty good cheesecakes. I like cheesecakes. I think those are that's a pretty good comfort food. But that's just, you know, that's me.
A dude eating cheesecake. Do you do that after you put the cotton between your toes?
What?
Gotcha.
What?
I mean, really?
That's pretty funny.
No,
yeah, while reading Mademoiselle.
Yeah. While you're getting your petty.
You're kidding me.
I've had a bad day. I owe it to myself.
Hello.
Tater chips.
Yeah, potato chips. Really? On cheesecake?
Well, I like cheesecake, but
I like cheesecake, but for you to go there first is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Well, no, I don't know.
I mean, just of all the comfort foods. I mean, if you were going to go savory, I could see somebody saying mac and cheese, you know, because it reminds you of grandma or something like that.
Yeah.
But you go to cheesecake first, I'm like, really?
A
Hello.
Pudding.
Pudding. Okay. So you just pudding.
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 Yeah, go ahead. Pudding. Go ahead, Chase.
Now,
eat the pudding.
And the thing is, now I used to like rice pudding. My mom would make rice pudding, that's pretty good.
Well, see, but there you go. There's a sentimental attachment.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah, and I think that's an essential ingredient, emotional ingredient in a comfort food.
Okay, well, I understand your point there.
Bread pudding's about my favorite kind of pudding.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Now, we used to eat tapioca growing up, too.
And then you realized it was nasty and stopped?
No. It's just you don't see it very often. You don't see it many places.
Don't mind eating little fish eyes, in your pudding.
That's what we call frog eyes.
Hello. Eyes.
Yeah.
Chocolate cake and coffee, Pilgrim.
All right. There you go.
There you are.
Yeah, that too. But, see, and I like the rice pudding because it had cinnamon in it, which always smells good when you're cooking, and that kind of savory. But, and your comfort food is ice cream, then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a particular flavor? Or
just no, just don't get in my way. No. It won't end well.
Now, I had some ice cream last night, as a matter of
really?
Fact. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I don't have it very often. Yeah. So.
No, we don't buy it. If it gets bought,
yeah.
Obviously, we eat it, but we don't. It's not on our normal.
If it gets bought, someone just gifts you with.
Well, what I'm saying is not. It's
they
not,
bring you a styrofoam cooler with
it's
dry
not
ice.
Normally on our shopping list.
Okay.
But
if it gets bought, you.
Yeah.
Tom told me you needed some ice cream.
You're not going to leave it on the counter. You'll go ahead and put it in a refrigerated.
Well, have you ever hosted a party and somebody brings the ice cream and it doesn't all get it?
Oh, I see.
Well, they leave it with you, right?
That doesn't mean you have to have people to your house.
Yeah, well, that's true. I forgot.
Good point.
I forgot who I was talking to there.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, Food Network, while we're talking food, the Food Network magazine interviewed a bunch of chefs and discovered when eating out in other restaurants, they avoid pasta and chicken. They say because those dishes are often the most overpriced and least interesting on the menu. One chef said, I won't pay $24 for a half a chicken breast. I want something that I can't make myself. Now, that part is true. You'll pay maybe a premium price for something. And again, I hate to bring cheesecake back in, but, that's something that's probably difficult to make. Not that I would, but, that's something that is kind of tough. See, I think, what's something that you'll eat at a restaurant simply because you can't make it very well at home or it's difficult to make?
Prime rib.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because you don't keep that, that's not leftovers in many
right.
houses.
Right. Well, that's one of those things. You can't make a small amount of it.
Yes, that's right.
And if you epically fail at it, that's expensive.
It is. Yeah. That's right. Because you have to clean, you have to move the, in Chase's case, you have to move the cottage cheese off the shelf
there
and go ahead and slide the rest of the prime rib in there.
What's left of the watermelon, get it out of there.
And eat that. Anyway, other thoughts that they had, special requests are annoying. 60% said requests for substitutions are annoying.
Really? Well, get over it.
Yeah.
We're the customer.
Yeah. They like fast food.
I don't want succotash.
They like
macaroni.
Yeah.
Succotash.
Well,
really?
When was the last time you went someplace where that was even on the menu?
I got to go with never.
Next time I go with an 18-year-old waitress, I'm going to say, give me some succotash.
Polenta.
Yeah, give me some polenta and succotash. Yeah,
polenta is grits. I mean, come on. Yeah.
That's right.
Well, it's yellow grits.
Yeah. And take my order with your fountain pen, please.
Hi, I'm Courtney. I'll be taking care of you tonight.
Yeah. Oh, can I sit next to you, sir?
Right. Oh, you're going there again, are you?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't think that place was coming to Brian.
Yeah. What other information they found out from restaurant chefs? They like fast food. Their favorite chain, Wendy's.
The chefs do?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wendy's. So culinary degrees aren't necessarily the norm. Just half the chefs surveyed graduated from a cooking school.
Advertisements won't guarantee me a four-star gig.
Just like it used to be with broadcast school, Columbia School of Broadcasting. You, too, can be a radio announcer. Anyway.
We'll teach you to talk like this.
But about half of the people who are chefs now got their training the old-fashioned way by working their way up in the kitchens. And their choice, again, is Wendy's.
I would think that a lot of master chefs, who are the big bosses, would probably hire people and they'd want to train them themselves.
Well, that's
a good bunch of schooling is nice, but still, They probably want it done the way they want it
done.
And that's just the way they say it.
Yeah.
A good bunch of schooling.
Good bunch of schooling.
I see here, according to your resume, you've got a good bunch of schooling.
Exactly.
All right.
Did they say why Wendy's is their favorite chain? This is kind of.
I don't know.
They like the square burgers.
Could be the square burgers. They could like those Frosties, you know. And
I mean, they have a wide variety on their menu, but I'm just curious. Doesn't make it.
Yeah. And how old is that chili? Yeah. Roaches are more common than you think.
Let's see, now we've gone too far.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, though.
Depends on how common I think they are.
70?
Define common.
Right. I might think they're really common.
Because you know what? At my house, for a couple hundred bucks a year, I'm paying somebody to come out four times a year and make sure I don't have common roaches in my home.
Me too.
75% of chefs say they've seen roaches in the kitchen, yet chefs swear their kitchens are clean. On a scale of 1 to 10, 85% of the chefs rank their kitchens at an 8 or higher for cleanliness, yet they say, you know, your random roach will be in there, I suppose.
Well, you got to figure some of it's going to come in with food shipments.
Yeah. And before you decide,
roaches could pretty much live on the sun and survive, I mean, there's no conditions that aren't going that they won't be able to survive more than likely.
And if you were one of those people who just decides you want to pitch a fit in a restaurant,
don't be that person.
13% of chefs have seen a cook do unsavory things to a customer's food.
Yeah, the other 87%
lying. Yeah. Paying for a last-minute reservation probably won't work. Only one chef said bribes would help you score a table. That rule that not ordering fish on Sunday might be worth following. Several chefs warn we don't get fresh deliveries on Sunday. Chefs hate working on New Year's Eve more than any other holiday. Valentine's Day a close second. And
you mean the busy days?
Yeah, well, something like that.
Yeah, in other words, the days you're going to be
really
packed.
Yeah, the days you're
going to. And you got to like
the days your waitresses are going to make a lot of tips they don't share with you. That's
The 5-second rule actually applies. A quarter of the chefs surveyed said they'd pick up food that was dropped on the floor and cook it.
Sure it does.
Okay, and
it applies. Certainly it applies. They're people just like us, right?
Yeah, and.
And almost, on that note, good night.
Yeah.
And almost every chef, 95% of them, said that he or she urges the servers to steer customers towards specific dishes on the menu each night, which is a good thing to ask if you have.
I could believe that.
Yeah, if you go to a restaurant that does that kind of service.
Yeah, because they got it already heating up in the corner of the grill there, you know?
It's there. It's ready to go.
Right.
Won't be any problem.
That's
just do that.
We got 20 extra patties over here. Let's get them gone.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control, bugging bugs since 1947.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too. Schulte roofs are above all the rest. They stand up to the test. Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
You know, most roofing contractors' warranties and guarantees are full of holes. Not at Schulte. We offer manufacturer-certified and drug-tested installers, 20-year transferable workmanship warranties, a 100% money-back guarantee, and if the roof ever does leak, we'll fix the leak, repair any interior damage, and pay you $250. No holes in our warranty or guarantees. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, good morning. It's 727, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It looks like a high today about 88. There'll be some clouds out there that'll keep the temps down. 40% chance of showers, 20% chance of rain tonight with a low of 74. Then probably lower 90s for the balance of the week on into the weekend.
And low temperature each night will be in the lower 70s. Be a slight chance of showers. Then it kind of ups itself a little bit as we get on toward the end of the weekend. Saturday night, 30% chance of rain, and then Sunday, a 40% chance of showers. Right now, humidity is 94%. A little bit of fog out there in some low-lying areas, so be aware of that. And we've got 73 degrees.
Employers, give your employees a break. A massage break. Licensed massage therapist John Giller will come to your business with his portable massage chair. No disrobings required. For only $60 an hour, four employees can each receive a 15-minute Swedish back massage, or six employees can each receive a 10-minute massage. Call John Giller at 324-1575. 324-1575. Your employees will love you. That's 324-1575.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Big Sis Napolitano is on her high horse again. Last week, she took aim at Texas Governor Rick Perry for daring to ask the regime to send more National Guard troops to the Texas border. This is a civilian border, she scolded. The National Guard's not designed to be a substitute for civilian law enforcement. Civilian law enforcement's being plussed up at record rates, and it's being plussed up all along the border. It's being backed up by state-of-the-art technology. It's being backed up by infrastructure, and that's the way you have a secure border area, okay? That's what she said. Big Sis, what is a civilian border? We have national borders. Something you ought to know about as head of Homeland Security. And the fact is, Big Sis, you and Obama could care less about securing the border or enforcing immigration laws because you're afraid of offending Hispanic voters. Everybody knows your game. Big Sis then said if Rick Perry wanted more guardsmen at the border, he ought to pay for them. Now get a load of Big Sis's bait and switch. When individual states like Arizona take actions to defend their borders, the regime steps in with plussed-up jackboots to shut them down, claiming it infringes on federal power. When Rick Perry asks for federal help, they switch gears, telling him Texas should take care of the civilian border themselves. Now, Big Sis, you and the Bamster fooling nobody. We'll be doing our own plussing up coming in November.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
There's complete.
Ready, set, hut!
And then there's most complete.
Blue 42, set, hut!
Like what you get from Centrum Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Howdy, this is Jason Byansky with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byansky, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byansky.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 732, 71 degrees right now at the studios. Headed toward a high today in the upper 80s and a 40% chance of showers in there as well. We'll tell you more about that
coming up after this look at news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The search for a missing Burleson County man has come to a sad end. Searchers found the body of 57-year-old William Kincaid Tuesday afternoon. Kincaid's body was found on private property near his own in the Chrisman community north of Caldwell. He'd been missing for almost a week. Burleson County Sheriff Dale Stroud says numerous agencies were involved in the search.
DPS, Parks and Wildlife, some of the fire units, EMC units, an EMC coordinator here, sheriff's deputies, DPS helicopter, and a search dog net, and others using tracking dogs and other kinds of dogs with specialties.
Foul play is not suspected in Kincaid's death, but an autopsy has been ordered. A College Station man remains jailed on bonds totaling more than $1 million from the city's latest murder. 45-year-old Stanley Griffin is accused of killing 29-year-old Jennifer Haley and causing critical injuries to Haley's 9-year-old son. Arrest reports indicate investigators started looking for Griffin after a friend of Haley said she had turned down Griffin's request to move in with her 3 weeks ago. Detectives found Griffin at his brother's home hiding in a bedroom. He was initially arrested for violating parole. The 9-year-old later picked Griffin out of a photo lineup as the one he saw strangling his mother. Members of the Haley family have released a statement through College Station Medical Center. You can read that statement on our website, WTAW.com. Classmates of the 9-year-old College Station boy who was stabbed and reported the murder of his mother are reacting normally. CSISD Director of Student Services Chrissy Hester says a crisis intervention team is at Rock Prairie Elementary School where the boy attends school.
We're not going to bring it up and address classes of kids about something that no one's concerned about. I mean, they're concerned about their friend being absent, and we're dealing with that. I mean, they don't know why he's absent, so we're not telling them that he's absent because his mother was murdered. You know, I mean, we're telling them he's in the hospital and we can write him cards. And so that is standard protocol.
Hester says parents of the kindergarten through fourth grade students have shielded their children from details of why their classmate is in the hospital. No one on the College Station School Board was ready to make a decision Tuesday night to change school boundaries. Further discussion is scheduled for October 5th. A majority say they understand firsthand the apprehension expressed by opponents who spoke at the three forums during the last 2 weeks. Board President Randall Pitcock has been through three prior boundary changes while on the Board of Trustees, and before that, dealt with it as a parent.
And my daughter, who was just starting the fourth grade, said, am I going to have to go to that school? I said, what do you mean by that school? She said, well, I've heard you and Mom talking about it. I don't think I want to go there. I said, well, you know what, honey? We're wrong. We don't know anything about that school. It's brand new for us, and we had a great experience. And I think I've heard from so many parents from the other rezonings, you know, we got over there and we love South Mill. We got over there. Forest Ridge is a great school. We've had a great experience at Southwood Valley. We're glad we were a part of it.
Board members want to further discuss how to ensure students on each campus are represented by a wide range of socioeconomic groups while relocating as few as possible. Attendance zones are being changed in CSISD due to the opening of a new elementary school and a new high school. And convicted 6 weeks ago by a Brazos County jury on 25 counts of possessing child pornography, a College Station man has learned his punishment. 25-year-old Justin Davis was sentenced to 80 years in prison by District Judge Travis Bryan. The judge ordered the maximum sentence of 20 years for each count, then stacked four of the convictions on top of each other. If Davis is alive when that's done, he'll serve 10 years probation. Prosecutors say Davis made hundreds of videos where he followed young girls at local swimming pools, local retail stores, and while participating in athletic events. He also had some 900 images of child pornography on his computer. Neighbors testified Davis threatened them when they tried to stop him, and jail staff testified about the problems Davis has caused while in jail, including possession of a weapon while in isolation. WTAW News Time, 7:36, 71 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Hey, Aggieland, this is Chris Collins, new car sales manager at Allen Honda. Now is the time to buy a new Honda. The 2011s are rolling in, and we need to move all remaining 2010 models. We have 0.9% financing for up to 60 months on all Honda Fits and Civics. We have 1.9 for up to 60 months on all 2010 Accords, Insights, and CRVs. Put the special interest rates along with the crazy discounts, and you can't find a better deal anywhere. Come see us on the corner of Highway 6 and Southwest Parkway under the huge U.S. flag or at AllenHonda.com. Home of low prices and no pressure. Allen's got your Honda.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush, or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Hey, Tom here, visiting with Brian from Gold and Silver Buyers. Brian, we've heard other companies advertise that they buy gold. Now, what sets Gold and Silver Buyers apart from the rest?
That's simple. We are the refiner. Many people claim to pay more, but we guarantee it. When you sell to us, there is no middleman. So instead of someone getting a cut of your money, you get your money. And we back that up with an ironclad guarantee. If you go anywhere in Texas and get a written quote for your gold or silver, we'll beat it. Period.
Gold and Silver Buyers, the number one gold buyer in Texas for a reason. Across from the main entrance of Texas A&M, visit goldandsilverbuyers.com.
7:39, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF.
There'll be quite a bit of cloudiness across the area today at times, but there'll also be some sun developing. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today in the mid to upper 80s. We're going to be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows overnight in the mid 70s. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny, chance of a shower. Highs tomorrow in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, mid 70s. Friday, sun and clouds with the chance for a shower. Temperatures on Friday, they're probably going to be in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolden for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, it will indeed be the Big 12 minus two starting next school year, 2011-2012. It became official that Colorado is going to the Pac-10 early. We'll talk about that, Aggie football, high school football, and more all coming up in sports.
There you go. Chet Edwards joins us from D.C. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Scott. Good morning.
Tell me what we've got on the agenda for this week in the House.
Well, there are a lot of minor non-controversial bills, Scott, but the two main bills are, one, a bill that I will support that strengthens Medicare anti-fraud measures. What it does is say if an entity or a person has been convicted of fraud or crime, they cannot participate in state health care programs or Medicare. And I think that's one of the things we've got to do to bring down the deficit is really put more energy into taking even good programs and weeding out the cases where people have used those fraudulently. The second issue
before we go on to that, this obviously is talking about people who have committed fraud in the past. We are continuing to hear about doctors all over, coast to coast, basically, who have put together some sort of a system that does defraud Medicare. What is in place to make sure that there's not fraud in the Medicare or Medicaid programs?
Well, there are new provisions in the law that say that if it looks questionable, Medicare can actually withhold paying a physician or a hospital until it is cleared up. In the past, the policy was to actually pay in the taxpayers' money, and then you spend years arguing over the fraud. Now, sometimes it's a question of whether a doctor applied a particular disease under one category or another. It's not intentional. But when we find intentional cases of fraud, we ought to throw the book at those kind of people, because I believe in the Medicare program. But the best way to bring down a program and undermine it is to allow rampant fraud.
Right. Okay. Then what else?
Well, the other bill is one that I opposed several months ago, and it will create a $30 billion fund to have the federal government give to community banks and have them loan that money out. My position is this. In the fall of 2008, when we were on the edge of an economic collapse and possibly a second Great Depression, President Bush came to me and asked me to vote for the financial stabilization bill. I voted for that. It did help stabilize the economy, and we're actually going to make a profit on the money loaned to the banks at that time. But we are now technically out of a recession. We're not nearly where we need to be in economic growth, but instead of losing 700,000 jobs a month, we're gaining 67,000 private sector jobs a month. And I just don't think now is the time to be having the federal government sticking its arm into community banks with $30 billion and all the massive regulations that will come with that. I think the better way to help community banks and small businesses is to get the federal regulators to ease up on some of their heavy-handed regulations to them. You know, the community banks didn't create this economic mess. That was a lot of the folks on Wall Street. It seems like the regulators spend too much time regulating the small community banks and too little time regulating the big Wall Street banks. And that's a real problem.
I don't think there's any doubt there, but why can't we streamline the regulations? There's no doubt that people go, yeah, we'd love to have the money, but the caveats that are involved, community banks respond better to those individuals, small business people or individuals who need money, than do the banks that are based far away. Why can't we do something to streamline the regulations, make those minimalized so that that money can be given to community banks?
Well, I think that's a good question, and I have had several meetings, probably half a dozen meetings on that very issue with federal regulators. I think the problem was after you started having banks going bankrupt around the country in such large numbers in 2008, they all panicked, and instead of focusing most of their time on the big banks where the problems were, they said, well, we can get our arms around these small community banks. And look, the small community banks didn't put our country at risk, and most of them ran their business very, very well. And I would favor a provision, a change in the law that would say that if a community bank has a good, solid audit, then you ease up on their regulations for a year or two and give them the freedom to loan money out to good small businesses. We went from one end of the pendulum to the other. For a while, people were getting loans that didn't have any business getting them for their houses or for their businesses. Now, what's hurting this economy is that good, well-run, well-managed small businesses cannot get loans.
Congressman Chad Edwards joining us from D.C. Last week, we talked about the continuing resolution might be something that's passed. Now, that seems to be stalled in the Senate. Talk about that, but let's also talk about how long are y'all going to be in session, because there's been some discussion about how long Congress will be in session before they recess again.
Scott, normally in an election year, Congress finishes its business around the 1st of October. So this year, we originally planned to go till about October 7th. My guess would be somewhere around that first week of October, Congress will recess until the elections. There will be a continuing resolution passed between now and then to keep the federal government going, because on October 1, just a few weeks away, you begin a new fiscal year. And so we have to have funding for agencies like the Department of Defense and Veterans Affairs. And so we'll do that. And my guess is there will be a post-election session to pass the full appropriation bills.
Quite honestly, there are people who are concerned that there'll be lame ducks in Congress that will try to push through some pretty unusual legislation since they won't be back in January. Your thoughts on that?
Well, the work that Congress must do is pass appropriation bills. And I don't think it's right for the next Congress, whoever is in charge, to leave that unfinished business. There's still checks and balances in the system to keep any major abuses. For example, any major bill except for budget to go through the U.S. Senate requires 60 votes, and there are not 60 Democrats in the U.S. Senate today. So it would require anything that would pass after November would require bipartisanship.
It would seem that at least there's some salvos that are being sent out that this may in fact be a battle for appropriations with the White House, that the Republicans feel like they'll make some gains in the midterm elections, and they may not want to fund the Health Care Act or the Wall Street reforms.
Well, I think that's up to the next Congress, and I can't really speculate about what the next Congress might do at this point.
It's not the first time that it's happened, but Elizabeth Warren happens to be the name that's out there right now. She is a Harvard professor who was appointed by the president to head up this new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She did not have to go through the advice and consent process. What's your thought? Obviously, Obama's not the first president to do that. What's your thought in this day and time that we're having this done, where the president simply places someone where they do not have to go through any kind of legislative scrutiny?
Well, I like the idea of legislative scrutiny. That is the role of the United States Senate. And you're right, both Republican and Democratic Senates, presidents have sometimes gone around the Senate in that approval process. One thing I think we need to change in the Senate, Scott, is that one senator can put a private hold on appointments. And this is done in important agencies, our intelligence agencies, Department of Defense, Veterans Affairs. And if a senator is going to put a hold on a president's appointment, I think it ought to be public. And many times they don't put a hold on it because of some principal position. They do it because they want some special interest provision taken care of in their home state. And I don't think that's a good way to govern either. So the process really is not working right now. And I wish the senators would get together before the election, not knowing which party is going to be in charge of the Senate, and say, okay, let's agree right now what the rules are going to be in the next Senate. If we could do that, we could make the Congress a lot more functional.
Our state leadership, along with, I guess, probably 49 other states, are concerned about budget shortfalls. Chris Christie, the Republican governor in New Jersey, seems to be the poster boy right now for pension problems that his state is having. But that's being seen almost coast to coast. There's concern about, will the federal government come in and help states out to balance their budgets next year? As one member of Congress, what's your feeling about our Congress, federal Congress, being in that game with the states?
Well, I voted in 2009 with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce for the 2009 stimulus bill. The U.S. Chamber said the economy was in a free fall and we could literally go into a deep, deep recession. That stimulus bill provided a $1,600 tax cut for 95% of Texans and $16 billion that kept the state of Texas from laying off professors at A&M and Blinn College and cutting our school teachers' budgets and our school districts. But that's when we were in the verge of the deepest recession since the Great Depression. Now that we are starting to see a small amount of economic growth, and I think it's now the timing's important to show the country we're going to reduce deficits. So there will not be the kind of economic stimulus that you saw 2 years ago when the U.S. Chamber was saying it was needed to jumpstart the private enterprise system.
Congressman Chet Edwards joins us most Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear the entire interview on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time.
Scott, thank you now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
This is David Gardner. My wife, Julie, and I own David Gardner's Jewelers. For us, as well as our customers, shopping is an experience. What Julie and I enjoy most about shopping locally is the great people we get to work with and the care we receive over the long term. And we know as well as you do that by shopping locally, we are supporting our local community. We love that. Keep the outlook strong for Bryan and College Station. Have fun. Shop locally. It's where our jobs are.
Thanks, David. Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you suffering from mild to moderate acne? Then Omnilux Combination Light Therapy is for you. The Omnilux procedure utilizes LED technology to stimulate your body's natural processes to heal and rejuvenate skin. The procedure lasts about 20 minutes and will leave you with a clearer and smoother complexion. Omnilux is effective for both men and women of any age and skin type. The light's safe and harmless to your skin and is completely pain-free. For more information on the Omnilux procedure, call Child's Dermatology Clinic today at 696-4444.
Giving greeting cards to newlyweds has been a tradition for a long time. Then a few years ago, some enterprising person came up with the divorce card. And now the missing link between those two extremes has been found, the adultery greeting card. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I recently read an article about a company that has unveiled a line of greeting cards called the Secret Lover Collection. As the name implies, these cards are designed to be exchanged between men and women who are engaged in extramarital affairs. One of the cards reads, "I love you, even if I have to share you." Don't you agree that this is a terrible idea on all sorts of levels? There's the obvious fact that a greeting card company is not only celebrating and legitimizing adultery, but actually profiting from it. Affairs can only lead to heartache, shame, and pain, not only for the parties involved, but for their spouses and the kids. It tears at the very foundation of the family. But there's also a bit of contradiction at work here. If you're involved in an illicit affair with someone who's breaking their marriage vows, does a greeting card coming from someone who has broken these sacred promises hold any water? I suppose tacky products like this are inevitable in our day and age. Still, I hope the Secret Lover collection has a limited shelf life. Let's leave the greeting cards to the faithfully married couples. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted...
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
One more time, good Wednesday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville. Here's your sports. It is brought to you by Awards and More. Well, after a 3-0 start, but still with plenty to work on, especially the offense, the Aggies have some extra time to get ready to start Big 12 play in Stillwater against Oklahoma State 1 week from tomorrow night. Coach Mike Sherman likes the extra time and thinks that it'll give them a chance to fix what's broke.
I think the bye comes at a perfect time for us. I like to have it's kind of a mini bye for us because we have a Thursday night game. And it helps us on both ends, I think, to get healthy and to correct what needs to be corrected. But I think offensively we've done it before. We can get back to where we are. I think we have the weapons to do it. It's just them working together cohesively as an offense and eliminate some of the mistakes that we're making. And we're making some mistakes that I think you could probably make early in the year, but they're going to bite you in the butt if you keep making them, and we have to fix those this week, and I'm confident that we will.
By the way, when the Aggies are off this Saturday, 8 other conference teams will be playing non-conference games. The spotlight game in Austin, UCLA at Texas. Also, Kansas will host New Mexico State. Baylor is at Rice, an old Southwest Conference rivalry. Oklahoma's at Cincinnati. Iowa State hosts Northern Iowa. Kansas State brings in Central Florida. Missouri brings in Miami of Ohio. And Nebraska will host South Dakota State. Well, the Big 12 will be the Big 12 minus 2 starting next school year. That's official now. Colorado indeed will start play in the Pac-10 next year, not in 2012, after an agreement was reached yesterday on how much it will cost both Colorado and Nebraska to leave the Big 12 early. And it'll be less than the 80% of the projected earnings, as the conference bylaws state. Colorado will pay the Big 12 $6.86 million rather than what could have been as much as $15 million or more. Nebraska will pay no more than $9.25 million, that's the ceiling, rather than what might have been $19.4 million. The sides came to the agreement instead of risking a costly and PR messy court battle later on. According to the Associated Press, both schools might have claimed in litigation that they owed nothing because the Big 12 was about to collapse anyway when they struck their deals with the new conferences. Nebraska will join the Big 10, of course, in 2011 and 2012. Well, he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, so certainly John Randall needs to be in the Texas Sports Hall of Fame, and he will be. Randall, who was inducted in the Canton's Hall in July, will be among those inducted into Waco's Hall next year. Going into the Texas Hall of Fame with the former Minnesota great from Mumford and Hearn High School are former NFL quarterback Charlie Johnson, former Texas Administrator Donna Lopiano, the late original Dallas Cowboy owner Clint Murchison, former Cowboy receiver Drew Pearson, former Texas Ranger catcher Jim Sundberg, former Kansas City Chief defensive back Emmett Thomas, Negro League shortstop Willie Wells, and Olympic gold medal diver Laura Wilkinson. On the 20-person ballot, but not elected, former A&M linebacker Jacob Green and A&M women's basketball coach Gary Blair. A Michigan State football player is among 10 men charged in the theft of 104 Detroit public school laptop computers, charged at, valued at $158,000. Spartan sophomore tight end Deion Sims is charged with receiving and concealing stolen property. He has been suspended. And district play openers for Brian Rutter and Consol Friday night, as Brian and Consol both open 12-5A play. Brian at Leo Buckley Stadium to meet Clean Ellison. Consol at Temple to meet the Wildcats. And the Rutter Rangers will play their first ever 4A game as they host the Hutto Hippos at Merrill Green Stadium. And that's a look at sports at almost 7:58. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. If you're a student, Awards & More can engrave personal items such as cell phones, iPods, laptops, and more. Do you need t-shirts for your student organization? Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and imprinted promotional products and embroidery. Remember, everyone needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 for Awards & More today.
There are things that you do every day that, let's face it, you're good at. There are things that you do every day that maybe you need to work on. There are some things that you don't do every day that you know you need some help on. Things like buying a car. You ever wanted to know what's best for me? Is it the low interest rate? Is it the cash back option? What about credit questions? What if my credit's a little iffy? What if I have really good credit? What kind of rate might I expect? If you have questions about the car buying experience and you want honest answers, absolutely free, two words for you, Ask Mike. Go to WTAW.com, scroll down, look for Mike Vivaldi's picture, click on the icon, send your question to Mike Vivaldi at Team Auto in Navasota. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike. Mike will take a look at your situation, and he will offer you advice based on his years in the car business about what could possibly work best for you. Get honest, free answers on the car buying experience. Go to WTAW.com and ask Mike from Team Auto in Navasota.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Well, we'll have some clouds today. That'll keep the temps down a little bit. Looks like we'll have a high right around 90 degrees with a 40% chance of showers. Low temperature tonight around 74. And we'll be in the lower 90s for the balance of the week, it looks like. Heading on toward the weekend, the chance of showers increases a little bit to 30 or 40%, so that'll be nice. Right now we have 72 degrees outside. Don't forget, Fox Radio News, October 3rd. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.
From ABC News, good morning. I'm Richard Davies, making the case for health care reform, something that's unpopular with many voters. President Obama speaks in Virginia today on changes coming this week. The reforms will ban insurance companies from dropping people from coverage when they get sick, and adult children up to the age of 26 will get coverage on their parents' health care coverage. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says these changes will end up saving taxpayers' money.
The more they understand that we're getting serious about fraud, and we're going to take the trust fund very seriously and protect those taxpayer dollars, the more enthusiastic they get.
Republicans oppose health care reform and promise to try and block it if they win back control of Congress. Executives at two Iowa egg farms set to testify today before a House hearing. An apology is expected. Those egg farms have been linked to a major salmonella outbreak. 1,600 people sickened. The White House is reacting this morning to the upcoming book by journalist Bob Woodward, detailing deep divisions at the White House about the war in Afghanistan.
The White House team is not unhappy with the Woodward treatment in his coming book, Obama's Wars. Even the president gave the journalist an on-the-record interview about strategy, and the description of debate within the administration shows what the White House believes is a president who was analytical, decisive, and chose the right policy in Afghanistan.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. Nevertheless, that book does talk about divisions inside the administration. Fire crews in Utah are planning to get more upper ground today on a wildfire. It was started by National Guard machine gun practice days ago. Nearly half the evacuation orders still in effect for the Salt Lake City suburb of Harriman were lifted yesterday evening after fire officials reported the blaze was 50% contained. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner with Quicken Loans, and I've got some really important information for you. So take a second to write this down. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%, APR 4.22%. Do not miss this opportunity to take advantage of today's super low mortgage interest rates. So go ahead and give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
AutoZone. Everyday driving can be rough on your engine. Protect it with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Regular oil changes help your engine last longer. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $17.99. Or upgrade to MaxLife and a Fram ToughGuard oil filter for just $2 more. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Keep your engine going strong. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Sometimes simple ideas can solve very serious problems. One example, putting cleaner stoves in many millions of homes in poor nations overseas. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains.
Like bed nets to protect against disease-carrying mosquitoes, Secretary of State Clinton says clean-burning cook stoves are a simple and cheap way to save the lives of millions.
As the women cook, smoke fills their lungs and the toxins begin poisoning them and their children.
Clinton said replacing primitive stoves in the developing world costs as little as $25 per household and could save the lives of the nearly 2 million people killed every year in Africa, Asia, and South America by toxins produced by open fires and dirty stoves. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
More competition on the way for the popular iPad. Research in Motion, which makes BlackBerry, set to unveil a new tablet computer as soon as next week. The Wall Street Journal reports it'll have a 7-inch screen plus one or two built-in cameras. Richard Davies.
If you could take a rainbow and a clear blue summer sky
and mix them with a gentle breeze in a bowl of pure sunshine,
you'd have the taste of bluebell made the good old-fashioned way.
Then you'd have a real good start on a bluebell country day.
Homemade ice cream, what a perfect way to say. Have yourself a bluebell country day.
Bluebell caramel turtle cheesecake gives delicious a new meaning. Luscious cheesecake ice cream with chocolate-coated caramel turtles, roasted pecans, cheesecake pieces with chocolate cookie crust, and caramel swirl. The accents on yummy.
Bluebell homemade ice cream, what a perfect way to say. Have yourself a Bluebell country day.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Village Foods in Bryan and all Brookshire Brothers stores.
Breaking the rules is nothing new for the BMW 3 Series. That's what made it an icon and put it on the Car and Driver 10 best list for an unprecedented 19 years in a row. So now the 3 Series is breaking rules again with an exceptional offer of no down payment required. That means no security deposit either. Just take the wheel of your 3 Series, sedan, coupe, or convertible and make your first month's payment. Or if you'd prefer, take advantage of exceptional 0.9% financing. It's up to you. Either way, it's a rare chance to drive this ultimate driving machine. And remember, you'll be covered by BMW no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands over other brands, according to Edmunds.com. So come test drive the rule-breaking 3 Series today at a BMW center near you.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
WTNW News Time, 8:06, 73 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 88, with a 40% chance of showers in our forecast. We'll take a look at the weather coming up after this look at news. Brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. The body of a missing Burleson County man has been found. Searchers found the body of 57-year-old William Kincaid Tuesday afternoon. Sheriff Dale Stroud says Kincaid was missing for the better part of a week.
His wife, Char, called us Thursday night around 8:30 and reported him missing. Deputies responded and a search ensued that night. The next morning, Friday, search was continued with search dogs. And since then, with helicopters and all on the area immediately surrounding their house.
Kincaid lived in the Chrisman community north of Caldwell. His body was found on private property near his own. Investigators continue to say foul play is not suspected, but an autopsy has been ordered. The murder of a College Station woman was apparently from strangulation, and her 9-year-old son was also strangled, struck, and stabbed with a gardening trowel. Those are the allegations against 45-year-old Stanley Griffin, who remains in Brazos County Jail on a parole violation, as well as bonds totaling more than $1 million. According to arrest reports, the boy saw Griffin choke his mother, 29-year-old Jennifer Haley, Sunday night. And sometime later, Griffin is accused of going into the boy's bedroom and attacking him. The youngster regained consciousness early Monday and called his grandmother, who lives in Madisonville, who in turn called police. Members of the Haley family have released a statement through College Station Medical Center. You can read that statement on our website, WTAW.com. Haley's son attends Rock Prairie Elementary School. College Station ISD Director of Student Services Chrissy Hester says staff was ready to address student and teacher requests.
What we are going to do is the children in his class are going to write him a card, and as we do with all kids, but since it's not an issue with most of these kids don't watch the news and their parents have shielded them from it. The principal's gotten a few emails from parents. We've told them, you know, our approach is to address any individual student that's upset. We're supporting teachers who had him, who are concerned. And other than that, it's all very low key.
Hester says the absence of questions by the elementary aged students is very typical, but a crisis intervention team was in place just to be prepared. A College Station man is headed to prison for 80 years for a long list of illegal sexual activity. 25-year-old Justin Tyler Davis was convicted 6 weeks ago by a Brazos County jury on 25 counts of possessing child pornography. Following a 2.5-day sentencing hearing, Judge Travis Bryan ordered the maximum 20-year term. The judge then stacked 4 of the 25 counts, meaning Davis will serve each sentence one at a time. Prosecutors brought up Davis had over 900 images of child pornography on his computer, along with hundreds of homemade videos where Davis had followed local young girls in stores, participating in athletics, and swimming in local pools. Sheriff's officers also testified to problems Davis caused while in jail, including possession of a weapon while in isolation. After the prison term, if Davis is alive, Judge Bryan ordered 10 years probation. College Station School Board wasn't ready to enact new school boundaries Tuesday. Trustees unanimously voted to hold a workshop October 5th. Tuesday was the first opportunity for the board to react to mostly negative comments made by parents at 3 forums. Jeff Harris says drawing new boundaries means to be indifferent as to which school students attend.
The goal there would be to avoid the situation where someone's moving to the area, maybe a young professor at A&M, who has children, and they're trying to figure out, well, where should I live? And if that real estate agent says, oh, you've got to be here because of this school, not over there because of that school.
Trustee Carol Barrett recalled going through prior boundary changes as a parent.
You know, your heart gets in the way of the big picture, and that's what makes it so difficult. Because if we were hard-hearted, I promise you that We'd say, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and I don't think any of us feel that way.
Nearly all trustees made some reference during an hour of discussion to their desire to review more options to displace the fewest students possible while also ensuring that each campus is represented by as many socioeconomic groups as possible. WTAW News Time is 8:10, 73 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Mr. Electric. Final news update for the morning coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry is our guest next on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote. 694-6900 or on the web at bcins.net.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When you're new to town, you get a welcome basket. Brazos Bounty can put you in that basket. Go to brazosbounty.com.
There'll be quite a bit of cloudiness across the area today at times, but there'll also be some sun developing. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs today in the mid to upper 80s. We're going to be partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows overnight in the mid 70s. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny. Chance of a shower. Highs tomorrow in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, mid 70s. Friday, sun and clouds with the chance for a shower. Temperatures on Friday, they're probably going to be in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. What? Only because we know that the mayor is in.
Yeah.
And I was rolling tape.
Yeah.
I want you to listen to what you said. Okay? You listening?
I'm listening.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When you're new to town, you get a welcome basket. Brazos Bounty can put you in that basket.
What? You, well, your business, not you.
Oh, yeah, well, you said they can put you in the basket.
That's right. That's
is that like throwing the baby out with the bathwater?
Yeah, that's it. That's
a big basket.
What a surprise.
Nancy, help me. They're being mean to me.
I hear you.
Yeah,
that.
Golly.
It just struck
me as
humorous.
Well, that's a surprise basket.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi. Hey. Yeah, it'd be a big basket, wouldn't it?
This is what's called a personal welcome.
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right, now I'm looking for a story here. I was going to mark this because I said, oh, we've got the mayor coming in today. We need to talk about this. Because they're having a problem. Let me look for just a second. Okay. In another blow for creeping fascism, the fundamental human right to attend a city council meeting in your boxer shorts has been upheld for now. Hmm. Remember last February, guys, we talked about a guy named Seth Brigham, who was arrested by Boulder, Colorado police for addressing city council in his boxer shorts and refusing to leave the podium. He sued. City caved and agreed to write him a check if he, in turn, agreed not to come back to do that again. His lawyer says, if they want to save taxpayer dollars, then don't violate the constitutional rights of their taxpayers. He's offering to buy the boxers for any city council members who want to attend meetings in their boxers as well. Aren't you glad you're not the mayor of Boulder, Colorado?
I certainly am. I was just thinking that as you were in everything. I mean, I had to throw someone out a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, first time I slammed my gavel and said, okay, I think it's time to leave. But I am thrilled that College Station's finest are in the back of the council chambers.
Just in case anybody shows up in their boxers.
You know, that's not anything we've ever discussed, but they are so fabulous. I have a feeling that they would be reactive right away, and we wouldn't have to worry about that inside the chambers.
I heard somebody closely associated with that and said that was one of the greatest things that they'd ever enjoyed at a council meeting was seeing somebody kicked out. And she's here today with her gavel. Anyway, so Nancy Berry joins us this morning.
But my diet drink.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Answer. Hey, what's on your radar screen?
Oh, well, we're doing all sorts of things. We have a council meeting tomorrow.
Yep.
Tune in at 3 for workshop and 7 for council.
That's why they get paid the big bucks, folks.
Absolutely. A couple of things we'll be looking at tomorrow. We've had an awful lot of false alarms from people's police alarms, home alarm system.
Sure.
And
mm-hmm.
we send out police officers only to find out it's a false alarm. So we're going to be looking at that and see about ways we could perhaps solve that. And then we're also going to be talking about cell phones and looking at possibly banning texting.
Oh, really? Let's talk about that a little bit. What kind of conditions do you feel like would cause you to want to ban texting?
Well, while driving.
Understand. Sure. Yeah. Understand, of course.
This is something that Councilman Lyles feels strongly about. You know, she's was on campus and working in Northgate for a long time, and you know, just sees a lot of people texting while they're driving and not keeping their eyes on the road. So we're not. This is not going to be something that we're going to have an ordinance and make
sure.
a decision tomorrow night. But what we're doing is this is the first process in starting to get information so we can make a decision. It doesn't mean we would ban text or not. It's right. Just, hey, let's find out how serious a problem it is.
So now, again, not to necessarily need to flesh out her position, but you as one member of council, would it be situational? Would it be age? What would be the some of the criteria that you would think about if you wanted to maybe not ban, but at least diminish the amount of texting that that could take place?
Great question.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of things. I mean, you could say people of an age, people if they're driving, people if they're in school zones or whatever.
We've got banned the cell phones in school zones,
right.
So I would think that would be something. We're going to get a presentation from the police department on this and get their feeling and see if they think it's as much of a problem. I see people texting, and I'm saying, I'm glad they're in front of me.
Yeah.
Keep them in my eye range. So I don't know really what we're going to do about it. It's just that it's something we're going to discuss, and I'm looking forward to hearing other council members' positions on this, and I haven't opened a mind. And also, I'm really looking forward to a presentation from the police department to see, just how big a problem is it.
Yeah. And again, it's an overarching idea of personal freedoms and personal rights and behavior and that sort of thing, and it's that's always a kind of a blurred line.
It's a very gray issue. The gray issue is that you have personal freedoms, you have rights, and your rights extend until they come into somebody else's rights.
Sure.
And so, if you can text and drive carefully,
yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Whose opinion, right?
That's exactly right. Or, unfortunately, you're texting and you've got your eye off the wheel and
something
off
happens.
The road and something happens. So it'll be an interesting discussion.
Well, that brings up, and while we'll get back to the agenda in just a minute, while we're talking about that, more and more we are seeing neighborhood associations looking at some sort of a template to follow for neighborhood standards. That can be a very hot-button issue if that happens to be in your neighborhood. What do you, as one member of council, feel like the city's part is in neighborhood, I don't want to say preservation, I don't want to say integrity, because, again, I think we get into people's individual property rights, but how do you basically feel with the idea?
Well, my concern is that I really don't like the city telling people what they can and can't do with their own property. Having said that, we have rules, regulations, platting requirements and stuff. So if you've got a 100-foot lot, you can't put a 6-story building that's 98 feet wide on it,
right.
Even though that's exactly what you want to build and you can afford to build it. We do have building codes and stuff, and you have to have a certain number of feet back from the street and based on the height of the house and stuff like that. So there are building code and regulations, and you have to present your plat, and there's a whole process. So it's not like anyone can just slap up whatever they feel like putting up and say, hey, it's my property and I can do what I want with it. But I do feel strongly if it is your property, you can do what you want with it, assuming it sits in the proper rules.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we're talking about in some neighborhoods is an overlay district, which would put more regulation on those homes above and which we already have. And so there are some neighborhoods that are historic, some houses that are designed as historic homes, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to alter them, but you could maybe add on the back, or if you change it, you use the same architectural standards so mm-hmm. that you don't take a really nice house that was built in 1930 that has some architectural charm and just add on some monstrosity that goes next to it. So, but I think that comes with the platting process and setting your plans, and I think we can do it that way.
Yeah. Mary Nancy Berry joining us. Anything else on the agenda that kind of jumps out at you that might be something of general interest?
A couple of things. Don't forget we have a special election, and the last day to register to vote is October 4th. We're going to be there's two issues on the ballot for the city of College Station, and this is the first time since I've been here that I can remember, we've had a city election in November.
Right.
So please note, if you are voting for other candidates in other races, the governor, Congress, right, if you vote straight party, whichever party it is, you will not be voting in the College Station election. So just keep that in mind. If
go ahead and punch the button, scroll all the way down. You
absolutely.
Know.
Yeah. So that's that thing. Also on the ballot will be that transportation user
right.
fee, which we've talked about in the past. And if any of our College Station residents are interested in serving on some citizens committee, we have still have openings. We'd be delighted to have you participate, learn more about the city, and it would be win-win for all of us. So if you're interested, you can call the city secretary's office, 764-3541, and I'll repeat that in a second, or you can go online at cstx.gov/committees, the CSTX for College Station, Texas.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's easy enough.
And the city secretary's office, one more time, 764-3541.
Now, earlier this week, council, what I would basically say, raised taxes in that you have decided to bring in the same amount of money as you did last year, but property values have diminished some. In essence, that could be perceived as a tax increase. In this day and time when people are having to pinch pennies, they may be looking at their government entities on any level, federal, state, local, saying, why do you feel like you need to continue to operate at this when I'm having to cut back?
Yeah, that's a great question and a fair one. First of all, we cut 14 positions. This budget that we adopted is more than $1.5 million less than last year. We are not filling vacant positions. We are, unfortunately, not maintaining our parks as regularly. I mean, the cutting schedule has been pushed back a bit, so some of our patrons to the park are going to see some fuzzy grass and stuff. So we've been looking at ways to cut as well. We've given no raises to top management. The only raises the city's giving are merit-based only. We've had 2 years where no one in the entire city's had a raise, and we're seeing a big jump in our health insurance, and we've just outsourced it and done a different thing, and being able to offer a menu for our employees and saving money that way. We've done some water conservation, and we're saving hundreds of thousands of gallons. So the city is really looking at being a little bit leaner. And so our budget is less. Our population is growing. You know, the great news is, you know, Kiplinger says we're one of the top 10 places to live in the country.
Yeah.
Wall Street Journal says Texas A&M is the number two place where recruiters want to come. And so we're not, you know, a best-kept secret anymore.
No.
The word's out. And so as people come and they go, we're over 94,000 now, and I would expect we'll be 100,000 in very shortly.
Right.
Those individuals need services.
Now, where you mentioned the, you know, the mowing schedule is going to be cut back in the parks. So that brings up the question, whether it's more parks, and I don't want to just do green stuff, but I'll mention more parks. There are trees have been planted along the bypass there at University. There's not necessarily money that has been set aside for maintenance of these things.
Excellent point.
Why do you want more parks if you can't mow the parks you have at the regularity that really you would like to? Why do you put in trees when you don't have the budget to be able to maintain those things? As one member of council, I'd like to get your thoughts.
I couldn't agree with you more. Those things happened on a previous council.
Huh?
We have something that's coming up tomorrow, in fact, on our council, and that is there was money set aside in that 2008 bond election for a water feature at Wolf Pen Creek, and it's going to be called, you know, a festival park. And so this water feature will be, you know, the centerpiece, and so that we can have more activity on Wolf Pen Creek amphitheater area, where that with this water feature there, there'll be the ability to set up booths around it, and really become a festival area, which can be not only very attractive, but can also be lucrative to the city as it brings in festivals and therefore people from out of town and their tax dollars and the like. The money for the facility is already there. It's been earmarked by the voters in the 2008 bond election. My question is, where's the money? How much is it going to cost to maintain this, and where's the money's coming from? And I don't know the answer yet because I haven't heard the presentation from the Parks Department. Mm-hmm. But what that answer is going to determine whether or not I vote for it.
Okay.
You know, on paper, the festival site looks good.
Sure.
I mean, lots of things look
great.
Who
could be against it, right, kind of thing, right.
Right. You know, we all love trees. I don't mm-hmm. know. I haven't met anybody who didn't like trees.
No.
The question is, can you afford the trees?
Right.
And so that's one of the things I'm going to be looking at.
There you go. Mayor Nancy Berry joins us every other Wednesday. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on WTAW. Thanks for the time this morning.
Oh, thank you. Always fun.
All right.
Aggie Reports brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. We'll be looking back at the FIU game as Texas A&M has this coming weekend off. Won't play again until the 30th of September. We'll be up in Stillwater, Oklahoma for a date with Oklahoma State. In a moment, Coach Sherman will be here on the Aggie Report. A&M and Arkansas played their last game as Southwest Conference members in 91. Last year at Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, they renewed that rivalry. Game 2 this year, October 9th, Aggies and the Hogs Southwest Classic. Tickets for the game on sale. AggieAthletics.com. Click on tickets. It's a road trip to Arlington, A&M and Arkansas. Don't miss Aggie Hullabaloo Friday night before the game. Gates open at 7. Concert, food, and fun. Concert, $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Yell practice is free that night with the gates opening at 11 p.m. All of this at Cowboy Stadium. Texas A&M head coach Mike Sherman visiting with the media on the FIU game over the weekend that the Aggies won 27-20. Started out passing the ball, and the coach talked about that aspect of his play calling.
That was me. That's my fault. We checked out of two runs because they were determined to stop the run game, and they played the safety down a lot. And in your book, you look at it, okay, we're going to play like that, we got to throw it, and we just weren't throwing it very well at that point, and we didn't have great success. I probably should have just been a little more hard-headed, kind of like I was in the fourth quarter, to say we're going to make this thing work. So that was probably my fault. When I look back, and I always look back and analyze how the game went, and I think I put us into some precarious situations early. You know, if we had completed those passes, we wouldn't say anything about it, but not put so much pressure on the passing game that early, but the coverage warranted us to do it, and so but we just didn't succeed in doing it. So in hindsight, you look back on it and say, maybe I should have done something different.
Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman on the FIU game and passing to start that game. And we have a couple events coming up on campus this week. On Friday night, Texas A&M soccer will play host to Colorado. Big 12 play here on campus at the soccer stadium. And then on Saturday night, we'll have the volleyball team hosting Texas Tech. That's a 6:30 match. Soccer at 7:30 Friday, volleyball at 6:30 on Saturday. That's the Aggie Report. I'm Dave South.
Well, this is the week for you with young kiddos or grandkids or anyone who totes their tots around to be extra aware of child safety seats and know if you are installing them correctly. Beverly Kellner is with the Texas AgriLife Extension Service Passenger Safety at Texas A&M.
Every year, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration designates a week where we really focus on getting the attention of parents and caregivers that a correctly used child safety seat is going to save their child's life. And unfortunately, after many years, since 1999, of checking car seats statewide, our Texas AgriLife Extension Passenger Safety Project sees a 99% rate of misuse. That means they've either have the wrong seat for the child's age, weight, and physical development, or they're not installing it correctly in the vehicle, or a combination of both.
So this Saturday is National Seat Check Saturday.
We're going to have an event in Bryan from 8:30 in the morning till 11:30 at the Bryan Town Center. That's where the new Target is. But we're not going to be in front of Target. We're going to be at the south end of the parking lot, a little south of where the Dollar Tree is. We're going to have trained, certified child passenger safety technicians. We'll have both English-speaking and Spanish-speaking technicians to help parents make sure they're using their car seat correctly. If parents will come, bring their child, bring their seat, know their child's age, weight, and height, we will be able to help them and make sure that every child leaves safer.
Now, if you're like me with my grandkids and you have trouble latching your safety seat onto those latch bars that are hidden under the seats, well, Beverly Kellner says that they'll help you show you how to do it.
That's the latch system. It stands for lower anchors and tethers for children, and that's been phased in since 99. And cars that are made after September of 2002 will have the lower anchor bars. That's the model year 2003. Some of them had them earlier, and then the cars that are the model year 2001, they have the upper tether anchors. So by September 2002, all the parts were in the car, the upper tether as well as the lower anchor bars. We also want to stress to parents that both the systems, the latch systems and the seatbelt systems, are equally safe to use. You don't want to use them both at the same time, but you want to choose a system that's going to give you the best installation and the system that the parent is comfortable in being able to reinstall each time.
The new safety belt laws about who must be in a safety or a booster seat have been enforced for quite a while now, and Beverly Kellner wants everyone who isn't aware of it to be aware of it.
Children under age eight, unless they're taller than 4 foot, need to be in some kind of child seat system. That includes a booster. But we want to have parents know that just because their child turns eight, it doesn't mean that they're going to automatically fit the seatbelt. Most children don't reach 4 foot nine until they're somewhere between 8 and 12. And 4 foot nine is the size that the seatbelt is designed for. An adult that's 4 foot nine, we need to have the lap belt fitting over the hips and the shoulder belt over the shoulder.
So again, it's this Saturday on the south end of the Bryan Town Center parking lot from 8:30 to 11:30. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases a new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans, even cash-out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We are a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
WTAW News Time, 8:35, 77 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 88 with a 40% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast after this final news update for the morning, brought to you by Allen Honda. Great things are happening at Allen Honda. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The search for a missing Burleson County man has come to a sad end. Searchers found the body of 57-year-old William Kincaid Tuesday afternoon. Kincaid's body was found on private property near his own in the Chrisman community north of Caldwell. He'd been missing for almost a week. Burleson County Sheriff Dale Stroud says numerous agencies were involved in the search.
DPS, Parks and Wildlife, some of the fire units, EMC units, an area EMC coordinator here, sheriff's deputies, DPS helicopter, and a search dog net and others using tracking dogs and other kinds of dogs with specialties.
Foul play is not suspected in Kincaid's death, but an autopsy has been ordered. A College Station man remains jailed on bonds totaling more than $1 million from the city's latest murder. 45-year-old Stanley Griffin is accused of killing 29-year-old Jennifer Haley and attacking Haley's 9-year-old son. classmates of the 9-year-old are reacting normally. CSISD Director of Student Services Chrissy Hester says a crisis intervention team is at Rock Prairie Elementary School just in case.
We're not going to bring it up and address classes of kids about something that no one's concerned about. I mean, they're concerned about their friend being absent, and we're dealing with that. I mean, they don't know why he's absent. So we're not telling them that he's absent because his mother was murdered. You know, I mean, we're telling them he's in the hospital and we can write him cards. And so that is standard protocol.
Hester says parents of the kindergarten through fourth grade students have shielded their children from details of why their classmate is in the hospital. And no one on the College Station School Board was ready to make a decision Tuesday night to change school boundaries. Further discussion is scheduled for October 5th. A majority said they understood firsthand the apprehension expressed by opponents who spoke at three forums during the last 2 weeks. Board members want to further discuss how to ensure students on each campus are represented by a wide range of socioeconomic groups while relocating as few students as possible. Attendance zones are being redrawn in CSISD because of the opening of a new elementary school and a new high school. WTAW News Time, 8:38. It is 77 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Allen Honda. More local news coming up today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, I'm always talking about how you'll find a world of treasures at Half Price Books, a constantly changing selection of new and used books, music, movies, and more because they buy from their neighbors every day. Always new surprises for the whole family. It's why Jenny, the kids, and I are always dropping in. So it comes as no surprise that I get great stories on my page at hpb.com. This one from Daniel pretty much sums it up. You go in and bam, it's all in your face. Books galore, music, movies, and other random stuff you find here and there. And I love the records. Good stuff, great price. I couldn't have said it better. So go to halfpricebooks.com, click on my page, and send me your favorite story. I'll send you a little something to make your next trip to Half Price Books even more fun. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. On South Texas Avenue next to Kroger. And I hope to hear from you real soon.
Hi, I'm Donna, owner of the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of all precious metals, gold, silver, and platinum, is still up. This is a great time to bring your broken or unwanted gold, diamonds, silver jewelry, sterling flatware, and Rolex watches to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We buy and sell gold and silver coins from one coin to large collections. We hear others claiming to be the biggest and the best, but we have customers that check around and they come back to us because we pay the most. They also like our fast and friendly service and appreciate our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We enjoy selling beautiful jewelry to our friends and neighbors for the best prices around. We are fortunate that we can contribute to many worthy charities in our area, the place we have called home for more than 30 years. We love doing business in the Brazos Valley. We would love to be your jewelry store. Please come see us at the Jewelry and Coin Exchange in College Station or call us at 846-2400.
840, let's do a little weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing.
We'll have clouds. We may have a little bit of sun now and again. That's what will try to develop through the rest of today. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures anywhere from 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 75. Some sun for tomorrow with the chance of a shower. Highs are going to be pretty close to 90 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Mixture of clouds and sun for Friday with the chance of a shower. Temperatures on Friday near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you want to talk to Ben? We haven't talked to Ben in a while. He hasn't felt well.
Yeah, he's been a lot under the weather. But anyway,
I think he's here
now. Well, he was back yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he was back yesterday.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of back.
What is wrong with this? Or maybe it's me.
That generally has been the case.
Yeah, what do you think, Chase? My money's on Scott on
okay,
that one.
There we go. All right, I think we'll be all right. We hope, anyway.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. We'll see. Right.
See if he's feeling better.
Oh, yeah.
He's grouchy. Or
sure.
He's
Good morning, Brian Broadcasting. This is Missy.
Hey, Missy. Is Ben here?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Missy's so much more pleasant than you are, Scott.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Yeah. Well, like as is most of the free world. Yeah.
True, but I mean, that was just a great example of it right there.
Yeah,
great comparison.
Well, we'll call Missy back and we'll do a 411 on Missy one day. And we'll just, hey, Missy, how are you? Great where you come from.
This is the front office.
He's the boss.
The front
He's
office,
a member
buddy.
Of the board of the National Association
This'll
of
will make
broadcasters.
Him feel better. Yeah, right here.
The general manager.
We're behind the curtain now.
Area man, Mr. Ben Downs.
We'll live to fight another day. Us.
Is there better medicine than that?
No, that feels pretty good.
Yeah.
That feels much better.
Right.
We called this morning. I looked for a card. I could not find a card. We looked for a jingle or a song, and we could not find it. So
imagine my shock.
Yeah.
What are we concerned about?
We didn't search on the air if it's any consolation.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Chase, why don't you take a look?
Yeah. Yeah.
Only there was some place we could go.
Exactly. So as pedestrian as it is, we, the Infomaniacs, would like to wish you a happy autumnal equinox.
You know, as I got up this morning and said to myself, why look, the sun is rising directly in the east.
That's right, the due easterly sun
there.
The
due easterly sun, yeah. And I said to myself, this is going to be a good day. I was not there for the autumnal equinox,
right.
But I was at Stonehenge just before the spring equinox.
Right.
And those people are crazy.
Excuse me, they were saying the same thing about you, weren't they?
Well, actually,
I believe you were the one who was asked to leave, weren't
actually,
you?
Those were the guards, and I was asked to leave.
See?
That's one of the stories that they do tell to this day. Me and Dad, when he went to... when he got mixed up with the druids over in Stonehenge.
Yeah, okay.
On the Salisbury Plains.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what made me think of you. Yeah.
It is a nice day, and I'm sure that the little druid pals over there have taken all their clothes off down to the level that the good caretakers are willing to allow and have jumped around and consumed grown-up beverages and things and done whatever they thought was necessary.
Druid pals.
It's just no use telling them that those pile of rocks out there were there about 2,000 years before the druids even showed up in that part of the world.
Don't be doing that.
There's just no point.
No.
Because they're just not there to hear that.
That's right.
It's a party, and they're going to hang with it.
Yep.
Speaking of the party, you guys are going to come to the big flu shot clinic here at Byron Broadcasting?
Hey, we're having a big flu shot clinic.
Yeah. Are you? So here's the big question. You know, we added flu mist this year.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the flu mist option.
Great.
So,
I'd like to point out that I intend to get stabbed.
Okay, that's what I want to know. I mean, Tucker, Fredo down at the other end of the hall from you guys is, he's not big on needles.
Oh, and Krista, too.
I intend to get stabbed so I can make fun of anyone who doesn't get stabbed.
So that leaves you, Tom. You're going to take it in the arm, or what you going to do? There?
Oh, Hey, I'm tough.
Are you going to be a girl about it?
No. I know they say it works, but how can a mist prevent the flu?
Yeah,
I
mean, really.
Yeah.
You know, I walk into mist every day. And
yeah, so that's right. Yeah.
I'm in a mist.
I think the mist actually has to come out of your head first.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, then we're simply out of luck there.
He shoots, he scores. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Well, that's good. And once again, I'm glad the company's doing that. Anyway, so we just wanted to wish you a happy equinox today.
The children said that they looked over and they saw me talking to the guard, and then they saw me start to take my shoes off. And that's when they all left, because they knew there would eventually be the need for bail money.
Thank you, Ben.
Always glad to help.
It's Ben Downs. How many people get kicked out of, excuse me, asked to leave Stonehenge? I mean, again.
Well, you know, if you like the Griswolds and you're back into it.
Well,
got that domino effect going, you know.
So did y'all get this the other day? There wasn't a big deal about it, but the corn industry, the Corn Refiners Association, is asking the Food and Drug Administration for a name change. Instead of calling it high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, is in everything but cottage cheese.
You said the CC word.
I did
there.
Again, yeah. Second
I'm
time.
I'm trying to move past it.
High fructose corn syrup found in cereal, sodas, any number of things. It's the bad boy when it comes to obesity. A lot of people say that's the problem. So it's kind of like the new trans fat. What they want to do is they've got this marketing firm who said, if we could just change the name, people would think it would be okay. So let's not call it high fructose
corn syrup. Let's call it corn sugar or corn syrup or something like that.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it any different than what it is, but they want to change the name.
But doesn't the FDA have to approve
and
that?
They've asked the FDA if they could please change their name. Can we change our name so that everybody will think we're okay?
Let me see. Let me see.
Doesn't change what we are.
Let me see. Make a request, government agency, quick action.
Yeah.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Why just shop with one or two insurance companies when you need auto insurance? At W.E. Gibson, we represent over 30 insurance companies. When you call us, we will find the company that offers you the best coverage for your cars at the most affordable price, and we will give you exceptional service. We're in the Yellow Pages, so give us a call. I think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance to insure their automobiles.
The Toyota 2011 truck models are on the way to your local Toyota dealer. That can mean only one thing. The 2010 Toyota truck clearance event is officially on. Take advantage of model year-end deals. One of the best times of the year to buy. Save big on Tundras, Tacomas, Crewmax, double cabs, and more. Trucks with the best resale value and built from legendary Toyota quality. Come make an offer on any 2010 truck and prepare to save with a model year-end clearance deal. The 2010 Toyota truck clearance event on now. Now at your Toyota dealer. Get $3,000 cash back on all new 2010 Tundras or get 0 for 60 on a new 2010 Tundra Crewmax and save over $6,200. See your Toyota dealer today or visit buyatoyota.com. Resale value based on MY2010, CKBB.com. Cashback through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. Savings based on weekly national auto rate for 60-month term on bankrate.com for 6.78% versus 0% for $34,300 financed. Typical rate for a new 2010 Tundra Crewmax. See dealer or call 1-879 Toyota for details. Offer ends 10-410.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do.
Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too.
That's right. Save on energy, too. Whether it's metal, comp, tile, or a low-slope roof, we have an Energy Star-rated roofing system for you. And right now, you can receive up to a $1,500 tax credit on Energy Star-rated roofing products. We also feature a solar roofing panel that takes the technology of photovoltaics and integrates it right into the roofing panel. Let the nation's green movement put the green back into your pocket. Cool roofing, cool savings, and if you're not 100% satisfied, it's free. That's a bulletproof guarantee.
Good morning. It's 10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Is talking to a guy last night. He said, I'm going to be on the road and I'm not going to be able to listen to you guys. I went, oh, nay, nay.
No, nay.
Oh, no, nah. Not true.
Super nay.
I said, do you have a wireless device? And he said, yes. I said, go to RadioAggieland.com. You can stream all of our local stations, no matter where you are.
Why did this become the Tea Time movie?
Exactly.
That's right. Likewise, and he kept talking that way.
Right. Likewise, if you want to follow our...
You want to know what else he could find.
Come on, the Schlossen cutoff.
That's right. Yeah, there we go. Anyway, remember, if you want to keep up with our local high school scores, you can do that, too. Go to twitter.com/BrazosFootball and do that. And don't forget, also, on October the 3rd, we become an affiliate of Fox Radio News. And I know there will be some loss because of that. Hmm. Because then we won't be able to lead with the idea that, the news that Kim Kardashian has split with Miles Austin. You didn't know that, did you?
No.
That's so what we got entertainment news for.
Did you have that? I'm sorry.
Actually, I didn't have that. That's heard here first. Actually.
Now, here's my thought. If you're a fantasy football player and you've got Miles Austin, I don't know what you should expect. That doesn't bode well, I wouldn't think, nor with the Cowboys. Oh, but then what happened? Some Mozon for the Texans got tested positive for drugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was that guy? It's all over the front page of the paper. No, it's okay. Dwayne Brown, he's going to be on the bench because he tested positive.
There you go.
Imagine they're using illegal substances in the National Football League. I am shocked and appalled. All right, the gym teacher who inspired the name of the great Southern rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd has died. His name was Lynyrd Skynyrd. He worked at Robert E. Lee High School in Jacksonville, Florida, back in the 60s, and he sent a group of students to the principal's office because of their long hair. Those boys soon formed the band called Leonard Skinnerd. He died Monday at the age of 77. Legend has it that after hearing the band's debut album, he wasn't happy with them at all. But eventually he became friends with the guys in the band.
They like me, and they got him some swag. Okay?
Yeah. They got him one of those satiny jackets.
That's it. He Linard Skynard. Yeah,
he got to do a couple of sound checks for him.
Yep.
Test.
So now, as it turns out, cockroaches may have some use after all. Studies suggest cockroach brains, didn't know they had one, could help fight superbugs like MRSA. A study.
Oh, great. So now, after talking earlier about roaches, are you going to tell me now that if I want to avoid MRSA, I'm going to have to quit hiring my pest guy?
Yeah, you are. Well, just step on the back of them. Don't step on their heads. A study presented at the meeting of the...
that's the second time you've referred to your pest guy today.
Yeah.
You might as well go say his name, Chase.
I did not refer to the company he works for. I'm not like Scott with a plumber.
My plumber hurt himself. He can't do any work for me right now.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that's a shame.
Do you have a substitute plumber?
Well, there is somebody I ought to do a shout-out for because they saved me a lot of money yesterday, but no, we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, this study presented at the meeting for the Society of General Microbiology explains there are a number of chemicals in the brains of roaches and locusts that contain some sort of property that can, in fact, help fight MRSA. In the studies, these chemicals were strong enough to kill 90% of MRSA without harming the human cells in the process. Researchers say safety studies will need to be done before the bug brains can be developed into a drug for human use. Oh, yeah. Give me some roach brains, man.
That's a Beatles song there.
Yeah, give me some roach brains. Mm-hmm. I'm like all over it for roach brains.
Did you say microbiology convention?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. I was stuck on that.
Yeah, that is a good point.
You know, party on, Garth. Yeah.
All right. A house in Minnesota has been built entirely out of foam. Fox News reports the home named Ensculptic was built back in 1969. Now the owners have put the structure on the market for $237,000. I went and looked at this thing, went and looked at a picture of it. They call it the Mushroom House, and I don't know what color it was.
Well, I bet they do.
And I don't know what color.
I'll just bet they do.
I don't know what color it was when they did it. I don't know if it was white or whatever.
Psychedelic.
But now it pretty much does look like a mushroom, okay? It's the color of dirt, all right? And it just has no sharp edges. It kind of it's like you took this house, and then over years it's just kind of collapsed on itself so that it's kind of right there.
You all right there?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not exactly sure what that sounds. At least you have a remote idea of what my sound effects are supposed to be.
It's a two-bedroom, three-bath house for $237,000.
But once again, Tom, you want to ask the question this time?
Go ahead.
Is it convenient to shopping in Texas A&M?
Thank you.
Flu season is here, and this year UPA wants to make it easier than ever to get your kids vaccinated. Beginning Monday, September 20th, UPA will host a flu shot clinic one floor below their office on Rock Prairie Road. No appointments are required, and shots are available for the entire family. Get your flu shot early. You'll help stop the spread of the virus, and that helps our entire community stay healthy. For more information, including specific dates and hours, log on to upadocs.com and click on the flu bug. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Sterling makes it easy.
Get huge savings on trucks and SUVs at Sterling Auto Group, like discounts up to $10,000 on remaining 2010 GMC Sierra Crew Cab Texas Edition models, or 0% APR for 72 months, and up to $8,000 off the 2010 GMC Yukon SLT package backed by a 5-star frontal crash test rating, or 0% APR for 60 months. Hurry in now for the best deals.
Sterling makes it easy.
Scott & White Health Plan isn't just about taking care of sick people. We're committed to helping our members stay strong and well. Health Plus from Scott & White Health Plan provides affordable medical coverage for individuals and families, with plans starting as low as $55 a month for individuals. And there's never any charge for preventive services such as annual checkups, physicals, screening mammograms, and standard labs and x-rays. To learn more about Health Plus and get your free quote, call us toll-free at 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. You can also apply online at swhp.org/radio. Scott & White Health Plan. We're Texas friendly. Plans are medically underwritten and have benefit exclusions and limitations. Call for costs and complete details of coverage. $55 premium is based upon a healthy male age 29, March 1st, 2010 effective date. Saver 5,000 plan. Premiums vary based on age and gender.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time now for a word for great moments in TV journalism.
Yes.
This ought to be spectacular.
Astonished viewers were told that a polar bear had washed up dead on the shores of the British town of Cornwall. That's kind of south, okay?
Yeah.
Given that polar bears really never venture far outside their territory, thousands of miles away. Now, this animal was a long way from home.
Oh, like that TV commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was the
video. Please do not try to hug a polar bear.
Yeah.
There was video footage.
Ah. Oh, yeah.
Sent in by a morning jogger from the seaside cliff town showing the large white beast laying on the rocky shore.
Yeah, he had some clips of Bigfoot walking away, too. Right?
One of the television presenters said, "The bear comes from the Arctic Circle. An investigation is underway as to how it could have ended up here." Well, upon further inspection, it turned out the polar bear was, in fact, a cow that had been bleached white by seawater.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
News host said they were unavailable for comment. Once again, here's a cow. Here's a polar bear. How could they? Oh, I know. Look, it's a horned polar bear, right. Of course.
Yeah, and those polar bear udders. You always see those.
You knew it right away. Oh, yeah. That's what it had to be. There's no doubt.
Yeah, right.
Way to go, TV journalism. Once again, doing a fine job. Yeah.
Did Geraldo have something to do with that?
Tragedy was averted.
He found a Coke bottle.
There you are. Yeah. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
1692, the last hangings for the witchcraft trials going on in the United States happened. 1692. Yeah. The first live sporting event seen coast-to-coast in U.S. America on this date in 1951. It was a college football game. You could guess all day, and you wouldn't be able to name either team.
We only have a minute, so give it.
Televised on NBC. Duke and Pittsburgh.
Oh, that would have been my second guess.
Yeah. 1994, the sitcom called Friends debuted. How'd that do for them?
Pretty good.
And the FCC fined CBS $550,000 for the accident during the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 45 seconds. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Today's the big day. At 12 noon, they'll find out who the judges are for American Idol.
They'll find out?
We will all find out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and everybody's expecting
it. Is that 12 Central or is that 12 Eastern?
12 Central. Oh, I would only give you Central time.
Thank you. Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes. You can go to their website.
I don't want
to
miss it.
Lively streamed. Yeah. Everybody's expecting it'll be Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
TV show that you and I have talked about, Scott, on the air, HBO's Boardwalk Empire, has been renewed for a second season after only one show. Yep. After only one show.
Wow.
Yeah, because it got its the biggest rating in HBO in 6 years, 4.8 million. Yeah. And The Hoff, David Hasselhoff, is off of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.